All right, so we're going to talk about the fires today. Let's start with thesis one. Thesis one is the idea that this was caused by diversity. That this is the incompetence of diversity hires. That because you didn't let white men be in control, you had this problem. Now, there's a lot of reason to think this. I think this is probably likely what we got going on. But it could also be that it's actually sabotage. It's actually them lighting these fires on purpose. A lot of reason to think that, too. I'm going to show you some guy, probably Antifa type, I don't know, some kind of, like, anarchist, who knows what, throwing actual, like, canisters full of gasoline out in front of the fire. That's fucking crazy. But that seems to be what we got. That seems to be a thing that happened. Sorry, the false start messed things up here. This is some of the footage of what's happened here. Now, I don't think, no matter what the actual answer is here, I don't think that any of this is organic. This is not organic. Now, if you think about it, it looks just like Maui, doesn't it? The same fucking thing as Maui. Same thing. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's it. All right, I think we're good. We're good. It's a technical difficulty. Yeah, well, it did. It was, but now we're good. All right, so let's take a look at some of this. We're going to start with the diversity thesis, but I first want to show you what's going on. Maybe you've seen it already, maybe you know what's going on, but a lot of people probably haven't. A lot of people probably don't know what's going on here. They don't know what's actually happened in LA area. Now, one of the upsides would, of course, be, hey, let it hit Hollywood. A world without Hollywood? I mean, come on. Who can't be in love with that idea? This is what it looks like on the ground.
That's horrible. Oh, that's where I go to get my snow and the chickens. Oh, and I hope Chilada. Oh no, the seafood restaurant.
Not the enchilada stop.
Oh, Chilada. And Wiley's.
Dude, this is close to Big Rock.
Oh, dude.
That's horrible.
Oh.
Wait, dude, this is super close to Big Rock.
And Wiley's Chilada.
Sure, Northern Blue, it does.
Oh, please.
Carpet bombed.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Real ugly scenes, and they only get worse. I have many examples here. That's the same thing. Okay, doubles on that. Look at this fucking scene. Oh, you wouldn't want to be in that house, would you? It's like, dude, you better get out of there. Why are you filming, bro? Run! 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 The fuck out,
okay?
Dude.
You gonna be okay?
Fuck out. Hi? Grab your dog and get out,
you gonna
bro.
Be okay?
Get the dog and run.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
don't worry about that, dude. Look at that. Holy shit.
Scary,
huh? Yeah.
Looks like an inferno.
The plastic is gone, dude.
Yeah. Fuck.
Look at
that. Are the water ready?
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, where's the gas?
Outside.
Okay, the gas is off right now.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That is a threatening scene. I mean, like, good Lord, look at that. Dude, grab your dog. Grab your dog. And get the poor dog's terrified. Poor dog's like, owner, human, we gotta go. We gotta go right now. Why are you filming for TikTok? See the fuck out of here. Dude, get out of there, bro. That is ugly shit. I'm going to eat you alive. But then he grabbed the dog, and they hopped in the truck, and they're like, we're getting out of here. Let's go, pup. You know this scene. This is like hellish kind of stuff. Oh, they're trying to get the horses out of there.
Hi there. How many more horses do you have?
We have a couple we just let loose over there. We're trying to get as many as we can out.
Yeah. Are any homes out there on fire?
Ozzy, I did not pay attention. I just drove straight to the barn to get my horses out.
Yeah. It's very low. Why is it so low? Wait a minute. Let me bump that. That's crazy. Like, insanely low.
Hi there. How many more horses do you have?
We have a couple we just let loose over there. We're trying to get as many as we can out.
Yeah. Are any homes out there on fire?
Ozzy, I did not pay attention. I just drove straight to the barn to get my horses out and get the rest of these guys out. We're not going to let them burn.
We got a bunch out with trailers, and there's a bunch in there still. How many more? We don't know. I don't know how many. How many did you let out?
We took about four of them in trailers, two in the separate trailer, three in another one. So there should be at least maybe 12.
About 12? Are there more people out there right now?
It's a whole bar.
Jesus. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if I'd want to live in Southern California. I mean, between the diversity and like the crazy wildfires and whatever, I don't know if I'd want to do it. You know, I didn't like it. I'm going to be honest. I didn't like it. I went there, 20 years ago, basically, and I was not a fan. I was not a fan. I didn't like it. I thought it was too crowded. I thought it was too, I don't even know. I mean, I want to be able to say it was too non-white, bro. White nationals. Nah, I don't know. Maybe that was it. Maybe like on a subconscious level, but the shit just seemed too, I don't know, like way too crowded, like way too many people. And, like, not in a good way, right? Not in a good way. Yeah, no, I know what you mean, BMC. I don't really either. If I'm going to be honest, yeah, I don't either. This is some ugly situation, you know? If you're living there, it's not going to be good, right? Yeah, that's true, Pagan Ray. So this is getting far more coverage than East Palestine or the flood in North Carolina. Yeah, I know. And I don't know why that is. I think it's because there's a lot of rich people and a lot of rich Jews there. Lots and lots of rich Jews. Plus, it's also like the propaganda factory of America, right? Propaganda factory of America. He also said, DEI California, I have been vindicated once again. Whites need to leave the cities and let the diversity wreck it all. L.A. is burning because of diversity. Jews and stupid, libtarded whites. If we stay and keep fixing things, we'll get even more diverse and we'll be even more screwed. Yeah, I know, man. I know. Could be bad. Could be an ugly thing. Yeah, you're right. It would be better if we could retake our cities. I mean, all the cities are white cities. Like, white people built all the cities. So, like, we shouldn't have to give up any of our cities. And I think that's part of what people push back on is this like, idea of, like, running, basically, of white flight, right? Because that shit gets old. Like, people are tired of that. Can't tell if the white-pilled thing's working. I might stop doing, like, so many damn streams at the same time. That's why it's so hard to manage, because it's, like, it's hard to get them all working, see if they're all working. Oh, this one didn't work. I'm going to just do two at a time. I don't know. I kind of like that, though. I like being everywhere. I don't know. What's up, L? How you doing? Thank you, Pagan Bear. All right, let's press on here. Let's press on. Okay. Moving forward. All right, yeah, this is another... face. All right, so that's a kind of an assessment of what's going on up there, or out there, I guess. let's get a little idea of why. Like, why? What's this all about? Stop you. Okay. What the fuck's going on here? Well, I think I might have an idea as to why. But just 2 years ago, they put in their first female fire chief.
Today I am nominating Kristen Crowley to serve as the chief of this fire department and the first woman to ever be in that position.
I mean, I understand, you know, the significance, the historical significance of what this means. A first is a first, right? And so I understand that. But the amount of media and even the outpour of support, I knew I had support, but wow, I am so pleasantly surprised. It was really neat. I got to do an interview just recently with a local station in Green Bay because of, you know, me becoming the fire chief. And it was really neat to connect. Like, growing up where I grew up, going to an all-girls high school, going to an all-girls college, and then coming out here.
Sounds very dykey. Sounds very dykey. All-girls college, mannish chick doing firefighter chief. This sounds like the sounds like a job for a lesbian. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, we got the Gavin Newsom one as well. He's a real piece of shit. He's a real piece of shit. I don't like that guy. I don't like him at all. But you have to ask yourself, like, would there be this whole thing if it wasn't for this? Like, if there was just a man running this thing, like, would he fuck it up that bad? I don't know. It's a good question. Kind of a coulda, woulda, shoulda thing. Like, we don't really know. I got an even more fucked up one from 10 years ago. So this is 2 years ago. This is basically recent. This is like present, right? We do have one from back when they started this whole process, right?
And then ending up, you know, in a male-dominated type of career, right? Even like kind of coming up through the ranks within the organization, each and every step really prepared me, and I look back on it, it's like, I did that for a reason and pushed hard for a reason. I had a lot of people behind me, you know, kind of assisting, but I really honestly feel that everything has led me from my life to this moment. I certainly won't be the last female fire chief, but I think should holistically be. All of us just want to be known as, you know, Firefighter Crowley or you know, versus, oh, there's a female firefighter. Yeah, I think that's optimally where we want to be, because we want to be judged on our qualities and our merit, right? The gender really doesn't have much to do with it. It's what we're all bringing to the table. There's a lot of interest in it, which I think is really amazing, but I think it's also important to get that message out there, especially we're hiring, right? The window of opportunity to hire is here and now. I mean, candidates can file all the way up to June 15th, but after that, the window closes, and then they have to wait another 2 years. So I'm really trying to plug that for the right reasons and get the LEFD way beyond, you know, our city or county or state borders. And that's where the message can be really strong. And that's how we can leverage, you know, the inquiries across what media is asking of me, and I can get our message out. What has worked really well for me throughout my career is the ability to connect with people. So my goal is not to just create this space where, as a fire chief, this is what we're going to do.
I think we're getting the idea here. I think it's probably good enough. So that's a couple of years ago, they put this, kind of bull-like looking woman in. I'm not going to lie. This is basically what she is. So this is 10 years ago when they start this process of injecting the diversity into the firefighter crew, right? That's what they got.
The report shows the demographics of the Los Angeles Fire Department do not match those of the city, despite a pledge to diversify made by Mayor Garcetti last year. Red may be the color most associated with the fire department, but in Los Angeles, it may as well be white. The vice president of the Board of Fire Commissioners says that is a problem.
We all hear about the need for diversity in hiring, and it's time for everyone to step up.
New data found that nearly every race besides Caucasian was underrepresented in the fire department when compared to the demographics of the city. One union representative says diversity does make a difference.
We absolutely should strive to have a diverse workforce. Having said that, the number one priority is that we have highly qualified, highly competent firefighters.
But the disparity between the force and the population runs deeper than race. Of the 3,191 people employed, just 89 are women.
So this is where they started this process of like, there's not enough women in the force. Well, there's probably plenty of women in the force. Because I don't think like women should be doing this, to be honest. I'm just going to be honest. I think when it comes down to like firefighters, cops, soldiers, I think that's men's stuff. It's all men's work. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Yeah, we don't need that. Like, it's not like women have an important role in society, but it's not like this front line, put your life in jeopardy kind of stuff. That's a men's thing. And it's like soldiers, right? Like, there's a bad risk when you do that because all the men will put themselves in jeopardy to save the woman. You know what I mean? If there's like a... I'm gonna share this fucking thing. I can never tell if I share this shit. Men will put themselves in jeopardy to share the woman. Like, so, save the woman. So if you... if they're, let's say, a frontline thing in the war, right? And either the man sacrifices himself to save the woman or the woman dies. Out of straight up instinct, the man is usually going to sacrifice himself in most cases. Not every time, but a lot of times. And ultimately, that's bad because it motivates the men to do that, even if that's not probably the best thing for the man to do in that situation. Just not a good idea. Oh shit, I shared that twice. Fuck. They really should know better. I don't think they care, though. I mean, it's just like, that's how, like, possessed of the ideology they are. They just don't give a shit. They would rather perpetuate the ideology than protect the woman. I don't know about you, but I find that kind of fucking backwards. And if you look at the women that they kind of put into these roles, I mean... kind of mean, but you know, like, they're usually very mannish looking chicks. Like, they're not very, you know, they're not very feminine women for some reason. I don't know what it is. It's like grown up tomboys or something. It's just fucking weird, but it is what it is. This is what the reality of it. Let's see a little more about this.
I want to have women come behind me when I retire. Yes, because I believe women provide exceptional service to the public in need.
The benefits of a diverse workplace go beyond just the merits of each member.
When you have different people that come from different backgrounds to address a particular work challenge or whatever, you're going to have a better solution.
It was Mayor Garcetti's goal to increase...
God, I hate the bureaucrat corporate speak. When we're dealing with the problems that face our growing community, then at times we must employ the diversity of our people to offer a unique lens of perspective upon which we can utilize the best opportunities. It sounds like a fucking robot. It sounds like a neoliberal corporate speak robot. It just sounds fucking horrible. And I think the thing that bothers me about it is I know it's insincere. I just fucking know it's insincere. I know they don't really believe it. They don't believe it. They don't. It's all an act, right? It's all an act. I don't like that. I hate that fake shit. Just don't fake it like that.
Both ethnic and gender diversity last year, but of the 202 recruits hired since that pledge, 90% are men and 45% are white. In light of the numbers showing a lack of diversity, though...
But we're not... Okay. So the recent recruits, 90% are male. Duh. That's the right thing. And only half are white. Well, no wonder you have fires. What do you want? The fuck do you want? You think Browns are going to run? You think Puerto Ricans are going to run into a burning building? There's no elotes in that building, so they're not going in, okay? There's no white women to molest, so they're not going in there, all right? So forget it. I guess in a way this is predictable, though. Because if you look at the demographics of L.A. in general, it's like 39% white now. Let me look it up just to be sure. Last I remember, it was like 39% white. Racial demographics of Los Angeles. Okay, let's see what it says. All right, so let's see. We are under 30% white, ladies and gentlemen. Under 30% white in LA. Los Angeles is now under 30% white. Now, that 30%, by the way, that includes Jews and a lot of Arabs and just, you know, not like actual literal whites, right? It's like quasi-whites or appearance whites. Let's call them white appearing, you know, right? So it is 28.9% white, not even the whole 30%. It is 46.9% Latino.
Burrito, taco, burrito, taco, taco, don't think just because I got a lot of money, I'll give you taco flavored kisses, honey. Fulfill all your wishes with my taco flavored kisses. Taco, taco, burrito, burrito, taco, taco.
Wow. It's actually even worse than that, I think. That was what I was getting from one source. This is what I get from another source. Wikipedia says this. The racial makeup of Los Angeles County was 50% white. Okay, so I think that's back in time, though. I don't think that's current. Wait, what is this? Because this is different from what they're saying up there. Oh, that's a 2010 census. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, because 2010 is the Obama drop-off. Like, that's where Obama browned out the country so bad. It went so fucking brown after Obama. And of course he did that on purpose, obviously. So it went gadoof. Brown, 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 brown. Burrito, burrito, taco, taco. So, okay. 46.9% Hispanic or Latino. 28.9% white. Asian, 11.7%. Black, 8.3%. Negro, two or more races. So mulattoes and mixed mud, whatever the fuck. Mixedies, they're 3.3%. Other is 0.07%. So that'd probably be like Pacific Islanders or whatnot. Right. So there is actually a racial map of Los Angeles, believe it or not. As fucking weird as that is, it's true. It's true. There's literally a racial dot map. You want to see the racial dots, chat? You want to see the racial dots? Do you? You want to see a look at these racial dots? Racial dot map, a highly detailed map pinpointing every person and their race in the U.S. dramatically illustrates how racial segregation, yeah, we wish, still plays a major role in everyday American life. But we don't want segregation. We want separation. There's a difference. Segregation means we still have to put up with each other. Separation means we don't even have to fucking see each other. Okay, so right. So the more inland you go, so the less desirable land in the area, you get brown, 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 brown. If it's brown, flush it down, brown, brown, brown. I can't tell if White Pilled is working. Like, the chat seems to have died because it had an error and I had to make a new one, so I'm not sure if it's actually working. I tried to do it. I tried. You know, I tried, man. I tried. All right, so BMC1488 correctly says, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's brown, flush it down. That's right. Brown. All right, so that is the racial dot map, as you can see. The blue dots are us, okay? The red dots are Asians. The yellow dots are Hispanic. And the brown is other. Other. The greens are blacks, which is a weird choice. Let me see. I want to see the real one. That's like a... Let's get the real one. Come on, do it. Do it, Cooper Center. Do it. Like, what is all this? I just want to see, like, show me your dot map. Really? What the fuck is all this shit? Can I see your racial dot map? I just want to see your racial dot map. I want to know where all these races are so I know where to go and where to avoid. Come on. There it is. Racial dot map. What? The fuck? Frustrating. All right. Fortunately, I think that's not the only one. So I think we have other options. Other options are at play. Racial dot map. Let's see. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's brown, flush it down. All right. Yeah. Reddit? Oh, no. Okay, so this gives you an idea of what's what. Okay. So blue is us. The bluer, the more of us. The yellow is Asian, which is appropriate. The red is Hispanic. Spick. The orange is partially spick. The black is black. The gray is soda black, mulattoes, and I guess that's all of it. That's the racial dot map. Not shown due to small size, Pacific Islander, American Indians, Inuit, and others. So I'm going to try to keep this one open because I think we're going to see other maps about where it was hit by this fire. We're going to get to this lovely Jewish couple that diverted all the water out of Los Angeles so that this was harder to fight. Or not just this, all their fucking fires are harder to fight. Hey, look, they needed to make money off the water, guys, okay? They needed to make money off the water, and they just can't have you fighting fires or whatever, like watering your lawn. That's not acceptable, okay? They got to bottle that shit and sell that for like 100 times what it's worth. They get... Let's see. Let's see. All right, I'm trying to get a comparative one. That'll show us a similar perspective. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's a pretty good comparative. Let's try that. If it's brown, flush it down. Dude. Redirect. Shut up. Really? Some stupid error. Wrong thing. Wrong thing. All right. Shut up, Google.
Give me 30 seconds so I can show you the trading strategies that allow me to become a full-time trader at my job 2 years ago while also designing a lifestyle I love with less than an hour of work per day. In fact, if you've been trading for at least 3 months and you still aren't profitable,
it's an ad on their fucking website. I'm about to tell you why. Shut up, Fox News. Fox Jews. All right, let's do this here. Okay, there we go. All right, so that's a map of the actual fires. Okay, there we go. Got them. Yes, yes. All right. Let's see. Let's zoom out a little bit here. So let's see if we can compare these things here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Racial dot map, firefighter. Okay, so this little nub there, okay, the little nub. You see the nub? Okay. You see the nub in both of these. Okay, so it's north. It's, look at that. It's in the places that are white. Huh. All the black and brown areas, those don't seem as affected. Weird, huh? It's the white places. Kind of like North Carolina. Kind of like Maui. It's all the white spots. all these white spots. They coming for you, white man. They coming for you. Yeah, they got you, dude. Look out. White people built California. White people built everywhere. There's nowhere that white people didn't build, you know? I mean, if we're talking about, like, civilization, I mean, not teepees or whatever, but, like, if you're talking about actual civilization, yeah, there's nowhere that white people didn't build. So there's that. Places white people live. Blue. See all the blue spots? Now look at the fire. Ah! Pretty close. It's the blue areas are right in here. Let me, yeah, okay, so let's do that. That works. That's even better. Okay, so there you go. All these blue areas, let's see, Palisades. What's up in here? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Pacific Palisades, right there. Sort of the middle area. I don't think you can see, yeah, you can't see my mouse. Let's activate the mouse thing, show mouse. Yeah, okay, there you go. Pacific Palisades, you see it wiggling around there? There it is, right there. Pacific Palisades, okay. So that's right here. Pacific Palisades, white as fuck, bro. All this area up in here that caught fire, white as fuck. Let's just jump down in here, too. Let's get right in there. Yep. See? They're burning us out. They're burning us out, chat. They don't want us to have LA anymore. They've had enough of white people controlling LA. Out you go, whitey. This land is ours, they say. That's what they're doing. They're up to it. They're doing it. I know it. I just know it. I mean, it could be. Look, it could be. I mean, this could be, like, incompetence. This could be, like, let's have a female fire chief-related incompetence. This also could be Jewish space lasers. We'll get to Jewish space lasers. And I'm only partially joking. I mean, this is sort of a joke. I don't know. Okay, so yeah. So look at the white area. Look at the fire. Okay. Yeah, it's a live thing there. Are they all showing the same shit? Let's ask this brown guy what he thinks. Oh, what's this? Oh, like, they're all showing this airplane? What's this airplane? What? Is that a rescue plane?
Fires from the air being out of service, and apparently this one is.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, and you make a good point. I mean, a lot of times you think of a drone, and you think of, you know, the small little things you see flying around, but as we know, they can be quite large, so that's likely the case here, and we're looking at this, the Quebec, we know. Go ahead.
Quebec.
Yeah, one other thing I want to mention is understand that the way you guys had just broadcast that the containment is now 6%, which is progress. But I've talked to a lot of experts over the years that are in the firefighting business, and they say when you really feel like you're getting a handle on this thing, where you feel like you're kind of the master of it, or you can be the master of it, the more trouble doesn't come in the form of hot winds or something else. It's about 35%.
get out because the embers were so big and flying like a firestorm that I had to save myself.
Amid stories of catastrophe, there's also some in the Hollywood Hills. Improving weather conditions allowed crews to attack this fire by air. Some of the rope that meant thousands of densely populated and historic areas return home.
But more than 5,000 homes and businesses have been destroyed, and the L.A. County Sheriff believes death toll will rise as search teams begin their work looking for possible victims in the rubble.
I should have used a vacation from this boy.
That's gay. It's the edited one. Oh, that sucks. Fucking goddamn YouTube. Fucking stupid gas edited version. That's stupid. Dumb. Official. This is like official, dude. Like, how about like not the edited version? Is this the edited version?
I show up, preacher in this homeless fucking home in LA. The only way to fix it is to brush it all away. Hey, fucking child.
Displacement and loss. We must stand up against opportunists who want to prey on these victims.
I will not stand by and allow an already traumatic experience to be further compounded. I stand here today with the sheriff as he makes an important announcement that will amplify our ability to protect our vulnerable communities in their time of need. My deepest thanks to our first responders who have been battling this blaze and to law enforcement officers who have been standing up against criminal activity to the best of their ability. I am confident that these steps we are taking today will give us extra leverage and support needed to really crack down on this important issue. To our residents, we stand with you and will continue to stand up for you. It's frustrating to me when we ask people to evacuate. Their greatest fear is, am I going to come back not only to a home that's standing, but if it is standing, have people come in and burglarize my home? They shouldn't have to make that choice. So with that, I would like to introduce our Los Angeles County Sheriff, Robert Luna.
Thank you, Supervisor. Just so all of you know, her leadership's amazing. And we've been on the phone consistently with a lot of the challenges that we're facing, but we remind each other we're facing them together, and we have a lot of good things going on. So as we're working through this, I want everyone to know that the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has officially requested the support of the California National Guard for both fires, at least in L.A. County, both the Palisades and Eaton fire. We are in the process and will coordinate deployments for any additional requests through the county. And just so everybody's aware, in order to request mutual aid, at least for law enforcement in Los Angeles County, I'm the primary regional coordinator for that. So the request was made through our department, but we are working in collaboration with the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Jim McDonald, Chief Gene Harris, who joined here to the left, and then the Chief Ramon Bautista from the Santa Monica Police Department, and then any other chiefs of police who may need additional resources as a result of these fires, we'll make sure that we do that. So for the last 24 hours or so, we have had approximately 400 National Guard members throughout the state ready to support us, and as I just stated, they will be coming in. We expect that they may be on site as soon as tonight. That may change a little bit, but they will be assisting us with traffic control and critical infrastructure protection. They will be staged throughout the Los Angeles region, and our Emergency Operations Bureau is currently working on specific missions that they will fulfill both in these affected county fire areas, the city of Pasadena, the city of Santa Monica, and the city of Los Angeles. This wouldn't be possible without the assistance of Governor Newsom, who approved this request. He's been consistently on the phone with our leadership asking what we need, and we're very grateful for that. This effort will allow law enforcement to free up our resources and move personnel to other critical areas throughout the county, in a sense becoming a force multiplier. I'm going to switch gears a little bit now. Earlier, there was a lot of questions, as there should be, about the death toll here in Los Angeles County as it specifically relates to the fire. Anytime I talk about numbers, whether they are fatalities or we're talking about potential looting arrests, I'm going to tell you something. The number just continuously fluctuates, and it's because we're still in a very chaotic scenario. And just to give you an idea, and I'm surrounded by a lot of firefighters, and the fire chief will come up and talk next. We're still working in a very fluid and active environment, meaning that there are still spot fires going on in areas. There's gas leaks. So when people are asking us for
numbers of fatalities. We want to give them to you, but we have to wait until it's safe for our personnel to be able to go in there and do this right. Because to some people, the death toll may just be a number. To us, on our side of the fence and public safety, each one of those numbers is a family member. And we're going to have to make notifications with our partners at the coroner's office to let them know that they may not, they're not going to see their family members anymore. So just again, it's preliminary and it's absolutely going to change. But as of right now, and we stated this yesterday, we do have a confirmed 5 deaths between Palisades and the Eaton fire. But that number again is going to change as more information comes in and when we start to get into the damaged area. The homicide detectives for the LA County Sheriff's Department are trying to get into the locations to process the scenes, but they've been delayed for the dangerous conditions that I just spoke about. But once homicide is able to get in there, they'll do the death investigations, and then we'll have more complete information that a lot of people are asking us for. I also want to mention that our team...
So Patton 537 says, this is LAFD Assistant Chief Christine Larson, quote, "I am able to carry your husband out of a fire. He got himself in the wrong place." Oh, wow. Wrong place, wrong time, I guess. Sorry you died, nigga. Oh, my God. That's not the kind of thing you want to hear from a police chief, you know what I mean? Or a fire chief, that is actually, you know, this is not the kind of thing you want to hear. Like, that's not how it's supposed to go for emergency services people, right? You're just not supposed to do that. That's the wrong attitude for a fucking fire chief. That ain't right. That ain't right at all. That ain't right at all. Wait, it says 2024. Yeah, I've done that a few times. Yeah, it happens. I mean, especially on the edge of the year. Oh, it does. Yeah, it says 2024. Shit. That's because I use the same, like, whatchamacallums. I use, like, a template, and then I adjust the template to the different content. That's the only way I could do it. That's the only way I could do it to make, you know, crank out different thumbnails every damn day. So, actually, it takes a lot of time to do that instead of just using a generic one. But I will save the, actually, I can save it right now. Export. I will fix it. Fix it on the replay anyway. All right, let's save. Overwrite. Okay. All right, we good. We good, nigga. All right, let's go forth. Let's go forth. All right, let's go on. Let's go on. So clearly this was a big thing. Let's take a look at. So we kind of got into the diversity angle, right? The diversity angle turned out not to be brown, but female. Not maybe what I was expecting, but there was absolutely a touch of brown in there as well. You never know. I mean, these Browns, like, they're not, look, they're just not going to care in the same way you would care, right? White people's area, fire. Just a little bit there. I'm going to make it go over. I guess that is all the way over. White people's area, fire. Sorry, other way around. White people's area, fire. Whites, fire. Also in Maui. Now, I mean, I guess you could say the North Carolina hurricane as well, but that's a different kind of event, I guess. I mean, it's not a fire, it's a weather event. You have to get real conspiratorial with that to say that they're manipulating the weather and stuff. But who knows? I mean, I guess it could be. I mean, who knows, right? All right, where was that other thing? I had another thing that's relevant to this. So let's move on to option number 2. Oh, yeah, Swazi exhaust pipe. That's pretty fucking cool. All right, where was the other thing? Yeah. Okay, so this is weird. I'm not super excited about the presenter. This is a little bit weird, but the information is still pretty good. It's still pretty good. It's still interesting, and they're going to posit to you an idea of why everything burned.
While 40 million Californians suffer through unprecedented drought, one billionaire couple owns a massive share of the state's water system, seized in a series of secretive meetings 2 decades ago.
I want to see these names.
That system was largely paid for by the very taxpayers whose water these billionaires hold hostage. Urban water systems are desperate for water, but in 2023, they'll receive just 5% of what they requested from the state. The Resnicks are the biggest farmers in California.
Resnicks, huh?
As of 2007, they owned 4 San Francisco's worth of farmland. And nearly half of Americans buy at least one of their products. Their pistachios, their pomegranate juice, their mandarins, their flowers. It's all under one massive umbrella. The Wonderful Company.
Let's do a little more, wing it deep dive on The Wonderful Company. Resnicks. Right, Resnick. All right, I want to find out all about this Mr. Resnick. Now, this is Stuart Resnick. Let's find out about Stuart here. Ah, yes, Mr. Resnick. Let's find out all about you, sir. You're a public figure. You're a billionaire. You don't care. This evil Mr. White Nationalism cyber Nazis are just going to talk about you. You don't care. Yeah, so this is Mr. Resnick here that he's referring to. Now, let's take a little look. What's this here? Oh, goddamn, born in 36. This nigga lived through World War II when his people took control of the world. Raised in a middle-class Jewish family in New Jersey and later moved to California with his family in the 50s. His grandfather immigrated from Ukraine when his father was 3 in 1959. I mean, it's every single time for a reason, right? Right? Can we ever, like, just... Can it ever just, like, once be a goy? Like, I almost want to see evil goys at this point. Like, isn't that weird, like, that I want to see evil goys? Is that, like, strange? I feel like it's kind of strange. Should I not want to see evil goys? But it seems weird, right? Like... Never? Not even once? You'd think just like once or twice you'd, you know, you'd get some fucked up goy that's doing all those fucked up things, but no? Apparently not, right? It's just strange. So this is not really unique if you think about it. There are, there is a history. This thing no longer works anymore. That's weird. Alpha mask feature of this thing just doesn't work. It's weird. Oh. Thought I was doing something wrong, but all right, fuck it. I guess I don't even care. Yeah, so this is predictable, isn't it? Very predictable. I mean, it's every single time for a reason, right? So predictable. Did anybody think it was not going to be, like, did anybody think it was not going to turn out to be from a middle-class Jewish family? Is anybody surprised? I'm not surprised. Billionaire businessman. So, I forget what the exact number is, but I think it's, I want to say 39%. I want to say it's 39% of America's billionaires are Jews. I think it's 39. It might be 36. It might be 42. I don't remember exactly, but I think it's like that. I think it's like 40% about there, right? That's a lot. They claim to be 2%. That's not true. That's a religious count. So all the atheist Jews would, by definition, be excluded, which there are a lot of those. All the ones that don't attend synagogue would be excluded from that 2% count, by definition. So a lot are naturally excluded from that count, so it doesn't... It's not an accurate count, is the point. All right? Let's get back to the video. I just wanted to reiterate that. I wanted to illustrate that. Like, shut up. Head in the other window. What else I can find about these people? Resnick's. Yeah. The Aspen Institute. That sounds like one of them weird globalist kind of deals. You know what's kind of annoying about the, like, it's the globalist thing? Like, look, they are globalists. It's just they're also Jews. So, like, that's kind of annoying because, like, it is relevant that they're globalists. You know, it is important and it is a problem. I think it's only weird because of the underplaying of the Jewish part and using it as a substitute. But it's kind of unfortunate because the globalist aspect is actually pretty important. And because they use it as this substitute, like Zionist, then it sort of makes it so, you know, you kind of can't use it that way, right? Or you know, you seem like you're dodging. You seem like you're dodging the point if you do that. All right, let me go down here. No. Just adjust. Shimmy. All right. Okay, that's probably good. That's good. Okay. Resnick's. See what else it says about this here. Aspen Institute. Yeah, it's talking about how wonderful they are and the wonderful company. Historic $50 million gift to establishment. What the fuck? So they're giving $50 million. Establishment of Stuart and Linda Resnick Sustainability Center for Catalysts at the Technicon, December 19, 2022. In? Where is this happening? Do you want to guess? Anybody want to guess? Haifa, Israel. Wow. Huh. Billionaire Zionist Jews. Weird, right? Every time. Every goddamn time. You go. Haifa, Israel. Haifa. $50 million gift. Yeah, so they're giving it to Israel. The Technicon Israel Institute of Technology. Announced today that American philanthropists... So one thing about Jewish philanthropists. Okay. They don't do philanthropy because they're generous. They do it to avoid taxes, and they only do it within their own. They do not, generally, anyway, they do not give philanthropic money to goys. It's always to other Jewish causes. So it keeps it all in the family. So they're always getting something for their money. It's never, like, just gone down the drain as far as they're concerned, because when they give this money, something is expected in return. Now, for one thing, of course, is the tax write-off, which is helpful, right? Please, if you can, share the stream. Support the stream if you can as well. Yeah. Do it to it. All right. Yes, Sustainability Center. Right. So let's see what that is composed of. Designed to empower faculty and students to uncover new ways to maintain global growth while protecting the planet for future generations. The pledge is the latest in a series of gifts by the Resnick Foundation to improve the quality of life for future generations, protecting the ecosystem and preserving natural resources. The center's activity will strengthen the state of Israel and its economy and bolster the Technicon's It's the Technicon! They've renamed the Crypticon! The Crypticon has been renamed. It's now the Technicron. Thank you, Patton. Share the link. Support the show if you're able to. Don't allow them to rename the Crypticron to the Technicron. We're not doing that. It is always going to be the Crypticron. Period. End of story. Okay. They'll facilitate the recruitment of young scientists and promote research collaborations with academia and industry. Quote, "The daily impact of environmental change is seen through every aspect of our world. We need great minds across the globe working to preserve the planet." to prepare for the needs of future generations. It's now or never, said Stuart Resnick, chairman and president of the Wonderful Company. Wonderfully Jewish. Through the resources, dedication, and efforts that will emerge from the Sustainability and Catalyst Center, we will confront the climate crisis rather than hide from it. Linda, the Wonderful Company, and I are proud to call the Cryptochron partners. Get back in the Cryptochron. All right. All right, we don't need all the details, I think, on this, but there you go. You get what's going on here. Let's get back to these boys. Where'd I hide them at? There they are.
A privately owned company worth at least $5 billion. The majority owners, the Resnicks, are worth at least $8 billion. How were they able to take over such a large percentage of what should be a shared public resource? This is The Classroom from More Perfect Union, and today we're looking at how the Resnicks got rich. Linda is a former child actress, the daughter of Jack Harris, a successful movie distributor of the 1950s.
What do I even add to that? He looks like a Jewish goblin, doesn't he? He looks like a Jewish goblin. Oh my goodness. How did he get so goblin-like? How did he get to be such a, well, goblin? No. Oh God. How did this happen? Well, it's probably because they had like a serious genetic bottleneck. I mean, I think that would do it too, right? It's got to be a big part of it. What a disaster. What a fucked up disaster. I wonder if they're like Chabadniks or whatever, right? I wonder if they're like Chabadnik whatever, right? They got to be. I wonder what kind of Jews we're dealing with here.
Successful movie distributor of the 1950s, most well known for The Blob.
Starring
Blob.
Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
At 19, she founded her own advertising agency. Stuart was born to a middle-class New Jersey family and started his first business, a janitorial service, in grad school. He eventually acquired American Protection Services, a burglar alarm and security company. Linda approached him about marketing services for the company, and they hit it off. Not
Josh who? Why didn't it? What? My FTJ thing is not going in the aggregator today. That's not right or acceptable. He says it's always the Jews, isn't it? Isn't it? Is it ever not? Like, you almost want it not to be. I mean, you're not really. Not really. I mean, you don't, but at the same time, you know, for your sanity, you're almost like, couldn't it once not be fucking Jews? Hurricanes can't climb mountains, yet they did that in North Carolina. Yeah, they did. It was weird. It was some serious, like, weather engineering kind of sus stuff, right? And people like this were probably behind it. Now, I don't know if it's like this guy. Like, I'm not going to say this guy has anything to do with weather engineering or even, like, deliberately starting the fire, but I think that it's pretty clear that when it comes to a lack of water resources that are needed to fight these fires, well, I think these kind of people are absolutely involved in that shit. Where did my video go? I actually had a video go on them diverting water. Did I already open that or what? Must be up here somewhere already. No, it's just a fat negress. Where is that thing? I know I had one about them diverting water. Where the fuck was that? Damn you! All right, it's gonna be in here somewhere. Lost in the sauce here. Lost in the sauce. I know I had like a diverting water one. Where the fuck did that thing go? It was crazy. Oh, it must be here. It's probably stuck in the temp folder. Stupid temp folder. Where's the water diversion? Downloaded it. It was part of the prep. Damn you, damn you. How did this happen? Well, look at this, though. This is weird. Talking about, like, weird weather stuff. Check this out. What the fuck? When did I'm going to turn off the chopper sound because you know what a chopper sounds like. But when the hell did clouds become flamethrowers? Like, what the fuck is that? Somebody explain to me how that works. Like, literally, how? Anybody have any ideas on how a cloud becomes a fucking flamethrower? It's supposed to drop water, not fire. Like, something ain't right there, man. Like, they would say, oh, that's just lightning, conspiracy tar, you don't know what you're talking about. No. This is playing off the hard drive. Yeah, let me see if I can do it this way. I might be able to drop it in FTJ. It can kind of handle some crazy uploads. I don't know if it's going to let me. It might not let me do it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to let me. I think it would as a GIF. Yeah. It's weird though, right? This is not standard stuff whatsoever. This is fucked up. Canaanites, imagine how many missing children. Oh, fuck ton. We've done the overlay of like where the missing children are and where the major Jewish populations are. It's not good. It's pretty much a direct overlay. Nobody can explain this. Fuck is this? Like, you can see it like brewing up there too. Like before it bursts down, you can see it like cooking. It's like building and then ka-doof, like fire lightning. Fire lightning. Fire lightning. Fire lightning. It's weird, dude. Like, that's not normal stuff. That is not normal stuff, ladies and gentlemen. There's something wrong there. I'll put it on the Twitter. You guys can snatch the link from there. I don't have any other way to put it up. Where's my fire lightning? Let's do it that way. All right, fire lightning coming your way. It is fire lightning. You should still be able to pull it even if you're banned. If you get a video downloader, you just go search Twitter video downloader, and you should be able to pull it even if you don't have a Twitter account. You don't even have to download it. It's like in-browser Twitter video downloader thing. What that? What that bowl? Do 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 do. What is it? 20 seconds.
Of smoke and even some thunderstorm clouds, fire can create its own weather when you have wild.
What?
Have wildfires of this, and it's been producing these huge billowing plumes of smoke and even some thunderstorm clouds. Fire can create its own weather when you have wildfires of this scale. Check out this rotating cloud that was formed from the park fire, and it formed its own thunderstorm. You can get some very erratic fire weather behavior. that develops from these large wildfires. So what we're going to be talking about this week on Morse Code Weather is pyrocumulonimbus clouds generated by these wildfires. So you have the smoke plume that's generated from the fire, comprised of that hot, turbulent air and smoke. As it gets higher in the atmosphere, it cools down, so that cooler air mixes with the smoke plume and it expands, but as the air is cooling, it can condense into clouds. So you get these large clouds that develop that are separate from the smoke plumes.
Oh, there it
and
goes.
The instability.
Now I'm finally getting the fucking FTJ stuff coming into the thing. First of all, before I forget, thank you, Joshua. Salute to you, sir. Salute to you. Bushmaster 6A says, learn to swim, Jews. Learn to swim. Altered lawn. Why is it not popping up? Oh, because it's not on this profile. That'd help. You kind of need it on the profile if you want it to pop up. Yeah, you do. I should put it over the main one. Then it doesn't even matter which profile, but whatever. Where is it? You guys, so there's 41 different elements in this profile here. 41. It's a lot of elements. What did I do with it? Ah, there it is, 14. Ha! The magic, I'm going to remember that. It's the magic 14. Our favorite number. Not showing up, though, still. Why? That should be showing. How very strange. What's going on with that? Oh, there it is. It's just hiding. It's hiding under the bottom thing. There we go. Boom. That's front and center there. Altered lawn! Salute to you, sir. He says, probably along with those dews we've seen, how directed energy weapons, how they start these fires today. Could be, man. Absolutely could be. Could be. Hail to you, Altered Lawn, Joshua, and Bushmaster. Let's throw one in for Pagan Bear. Getting it done on FTJ. FTJ and Whitepilled take 0% middleman fee. I saw some retard today in some comment say that somebody that they take that FTJ takes a 50% cut of our donations. Talk about copes. Holy shit. Talk about people mad they're excluded, huh? Holy crap. No. We get all but 3% processors, so. Fuck you, retard. And hail to Joshua and Dave for setting that system up. Shout out to Anon Goy and Miss Boo Boo Kitty as well. Yeah, got better systems now, boy. Better systems. You know, you're right, Altered Lawn. I mean, it could be. I don't know. I mean, like, I've kind of gone back and forth sometimes with, like, whether or not the directed energy weapons thing could be legit. I mean, I know they are a thing. The question is, are they used actually for this? Like, are they actually being deployed to do this? I don't see why not. I mean, I think that if they're doing it, they're pretty good at hiding it. You know what I mean? They're pretty damn good at hiding it. Apparently, Trogs think that's like ultra complicated to make like a 3-second thank you little clip. it's like beyond their technical capabilities. It's just like mad easy to create those. But yeah, apparently that's like, I don't know, that's complicated or something. I guess if you're a fucking Hispanic, I guess so. I don't know. It's easy for me. You know, a little bit of media skills, you'll be all right.
That's present in the atmosphere can cause that to form into a thunderstorm. That's what we call a pyrocumulonimbus cloud. So you can have some rain, but sometimes it evaporates before it hits the ground, and that dry air that's left behind can hit the ground as a downburst and cause for some erratic winds that can really pose a challenge for firefighters on the ground with these downbursts. And you can get dry lightning to go along with these pyrocumulonimbus clouds that can pose a problem for starting new wildfires. So we'll talk more about this pyrocumulonimbus cloud and erratic fire weather behavior on First News at 4.
Yeah, so I guess that's supposed to explain this. I don't see, where is it pulling fire from, though? That's the thing I don't get. Like, look at that. So that's the original scene, right? Like, where the fuck is the fire? I mean, maybe it's off the camera there, off the edge. Is that it? It's like off the edge here, but and maybe there's a fire here, and it's pulling it up into the clouds, and then it's coming down out here. I guess I could see that. Like, there's a fire off the edge. The air, the warm air pulls it up into the cloud system. It then swirls up there, and somehow it's pushed down on the other side. I guess that could work. I'm trying to figure out, like, how else this could not be something, you know, like, way out there. But, you know, I don't know, man. Like, if you look at this area that's been burned, this is a place they want, right? I've noticed this. Whenever there's these horrible, like, disasters and whatever, it always seems to be a place that they really want the real estate, but they could never get the people who live there to sell it. It's highly desirable, but the people who live there, they're just going to keep it. So the only way to get them out is to burn them out. Go back into these wonderful Jews, the wonderful company Jews.
Not knowing that one day they'd work together to take over California's water.
White pill
the crew. Lovebirds became Boston business partners. Ass. They bought Teleflora, Flexing the flower delivery company, and the Franklin Mint, purveyors of inane little tchotchkes. Linda was the marketing person, and Stuart was in charge of business. As Linda told the LA Times in 1993, "I've always said that Stuart and I together make one perfect person, like little salt and pepper shakers." In the late 80s, they found their primary industry, agriculture. They got into the pistachio business. Linda said, "We've done more for the pistachio than anyone ever since it was planted in the Garden of Eden. My husband should be canonized for all the work he's done." They started branching into other products. Almonds, pomegranates, citrus, wine, and acquiring more and more land to cover it, including some very important land in Kern County, which granted them water rights in the area. As the Resnicks were building their empire, the state of California was building new water infrastructure with taxpayer money. California's natural water supply is very inconsistent. Vastly differing amounts of rainfall means the state can go from surplus to drought and back very easily. So they build water banks to store water during surpluses to have during droughts. One important storage facility is the Kern Water Bank, started in 1988. The facility was built with hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, which could have been a good thing. The people of California would have owned the water. But there were two Californians thirstier than the rest, and they wanted more water. Linda and Stuart Resnick. And they had a lot of political power. We'll get to that. In 1994, state water officials, water infrastructure contractors, and agricultural landowners with water rights arranged a secretive meeting at a resort in Monterey Bay, California.
Yeah, that's true, Flack. Almonds do require a shit ton of water to grow. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Like an insane amount of water. Like the amount that it deprives other, you know, water needs, basically, to grow almonds. I don't know why that is. I mean, maybe, I guess, like, maybe they're like a tropical nut or something. Something like this, I guess. I suppose, maybe so. I don't know. Very weird, though.
California. These groups, a mix of private companies and public agencies, rewrote California's water rules without any input from voters, taxpayers, or legislators.
You know what this reminds me of?
The new rules, called the Monterey Plus Agreement or the Monterey Amendments, were devastating for working Californians, and great for agriculture billionaires. The original code included urban preference, a long-standing rule that in times of drought, the state water board would give urban areas, where people live, access to water supplies before agricultural interests. Monterey axed that. That means that in times of drought, the water systems for normal Californians would have to buy water from private companies because they weren't getting it from the state. The new agreement also loosened regulations on paper water. That's water that doesn't necessarily exist anywhere but on paper. the full quantities of water that providers could have, but don't actually need to have. Today, 5 times as much water has been promised and sold as actually exists. And importantly, the meeting changed ownership of the Kern Water Bank. What once belonged to the state was transferred to a few private water contractors, one of which was Westside Mutual, a wholly owned subsidiary of Wonderful Foods. The wonderful employee who runs Westside, Bill Fillimore, is the chairman of the public organization that manages the Kern Water Bank. Boom! One secret meeting, and the Resnicks owned nearly 60% of an important California water resource, built with hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money. The new ownership combined...
This whole, story reminds me of this plot.
I'm doing it.
Gonna be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're paying for water that they're not gonna get.
Oh, that's all taken care of. See, Mr. Gibbs, either you bring the water to L.A., or you bring L.A. to the water.
How are you going to do that?
By incorporating the valley into the city. Simple as that.
How much are you worth?
I have no idea. How much do you want?
No, I just want to know what you're worth. Over 10 million?
Oh, my, yes.
Why are you doing it? How much better can you eat? What can you buy that you can't already afford?
The future, Mr. Gitz. The future. Now, where's the girl? I want the only daughter I've got left. As you found out, Evelyn was lost to me a long time ago.
Who do you blame for that, her?
I don't blame myself. See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact that at the right time and the right place, they're capable of anything. Claude, take those glasses from me, will you? Not worth it, Mr. Gates. It's really not worth it.
Great movie. But that's a sort of subplot in the movie, is that that's how he made his fortune, this oligarch here, by doing that, by monopolizing the water rights in the city. So... this has been a thing for a long time. I mean, it's been sort of like a power play issue for Los Angeles forever. Because if you think about it, Los Angeles, that whole Southern California basin area, I mean, it's right up to the actual ocean, it was more or less a desert. It was mostly a desert. The only way it became not a desert, and there became all these orchards and various other plant life and all this, and it became, you know, not a desert, is that they started to pipe the water in from elsewhere and irrigate the whole area, right? So because of this, you now have LA. In other words, it's kind of an artificial environment. It's kind of an environment that otherwise would be pretty inhospitable to a lot of people living there. Another way to look at it is that people really, in large numbers, are just not supposed to live in that kind of area, that kind of environment. The only way it can support, you know, millions upon millions of people is by artificially creating a different natural environment.
Combined with the rules on paper and surplus water meant that during times of drought, the Resnicks could sell Kern water back to the state water systems. They took Californian taxpayers' water and sold it back to them, both literally as the water supply and also to grow expensive food like gourmet pistachios and pomegranate juice. They converted the people's water into products many can't afford. And that's just one water bank. The Resnicks also have control of other water boards and have been sued for directing more water towards their properties. So how do they get away with this Chinatown-level chicanery?
Gonna be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're...
I didn't know that was in there. Holy shit. Got him. Look at that. Wow. Yeah, so apparently this is something that other people notice too. This story of, the irrigated, artificially irrigated Los Angeles. Wow. I had no idea that was in here. I haven't seen this video in advance. Look at that. I feel proud of myself now. Jeez. Wow.
Paying for water that they're not going to get.
With philanthropy. The Resniks donate millions of dollars to politicians and research institutions, which help them secure control over water systems, and even get more water and more taxpayer funding. One important project is the proposed California Delta Tunnel, a taxpayer-funded project which would send water from Northern California to Central, where the Resniks' farms are. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on state and federal legislation and politicians who support the tunnel project. But their favorite politician is Senator Dianne Feinstein.
You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway.
Chair of the Energy and Water Subcommittee. She's a close personal friend of the Resniks, attending their holiday parties in Aspen and maintaining their financial interests. A quick look through the bill she sponsored shows several which would direct money to Kern-adjacent water projects. The Resniks even ask her for things directly. When a pesky study about endangering salmon and shad fisheries threatened the Delta Tunnel, Stewart wrote a letter to Feinstein demanding a new study. She immediately forwarded it to the Obama administration, who agreed to spend $750,000 on a new study. It returned the same results as the first one. Can't buy science. But the Resniks have tried. They are among the top donors to the University of California system.
People don't maybe know, but, and I'm not an expert on that, this piece of information whatsoever, but I know enough to say that the University of California system owns a lot of land in California, like massive amounts of land in California is owned by them. So they have a really big interest in how things go, and they have a really big play in the local politics of a lot of different California regions, right? Very, very big deal. And, I guess they get to skew it either way. But I will also say, man, like, it would only make sense for them to get a pipeline from the north where there is a lot of snow melt and have it kind of piped down the West Coast. Because, you know, you go all the way up to, like the Shasta area, you're going to get snow melt. And, you know, you could be collecting the runoff, the excess, and pumping that down to the more arid, desert-like southern regions. Like, why not? I think people have thought of this. I don't know if they're able to do it. I think it's done, but just maybe not at the scale and efficiency that it needs to be done.
With their donations focusing on agricultural and ecological studies, the Resniks have basically bought entire departments who put out studies on how water systems should be managed and where funding should go. That leads to even more federal and state taxpayer dollars being used to fix up what the Resniks profit off of. This is all bad for California, even in a capitalistic sense. Agriculture uses 80% of California's water, but only represents 2% of its GDP. The Resniks' water monopoly is just one way their quest for wealth hurts the rest of us. They allegedly lobby for increased tensions with Iran to keep embargoes on superior Iranian pistachios. Their giant crops lead to monocultures which kill important pollinators. They siphon taxpayer dollars into the company town charter schools they own, set up to train children to work for their farms. And of course, like any company of this size, they exploit their workers. We need to treat water for what it is. A necessary public resource, a human right, and something that shouldn't be owned by anyone, and work towards legislative change that stops people like the Resniks from stealing it.
That sounds anti-Semitic, sir. About to get your YouTube channel pulled, bro. You look out. You challenge the actual power class here. Sounds very anti-Semitic. Wild. Wild. Well-made video, though. And as we found out, the Resniks are, of course, Jewish. Jewish. I'm assuming she is also. But maybe she's... Oh, yeah. Yep. Two Jews. Weird. She doesn't look as Yiddish as he does. He looks like incredibly Yiddish. What the fuck? Metal casket donated by the residents to Los Angeles. County Museum of Art. Casket for what? For who? What the? They have the Fiji water is theirs? Dude, you're just literally drinking, like when you're drinking Fiji water, you're just drinking water that should be like in LA. They just took it out of like the system, right? Ran it through a filter and they're like, fresh from the Fiji Islands. It's just some fucking California water. It's supposed to be like, you know, it's supposed to be in the like local LA water system. And now it's in a bottle with a cute like Fiji freshness branding on it. Wow. Okay. Okay, so we've covered diversity as the solution. We've covered Jews. Let's see if we can get into a little bit of like weather manipulation stuff. Now, it wouldn't be weather in this case, but I mean, it sort of would be because this was only possible because of the winds. It was the winds that did it. Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. That's exactly what they are. It was the winds that made it possible. So that begs the question, like, is it possible to steer the winds through weather modification? And also, more importantly, before we even get to that, actually, let's see if I can find some other things. And we also have one more comment on the diversity aspect that we have not covered at all. That's right. The North American pavement ape is looting the burning homes. Awesome. Very good. Okay, where is my Antifa things? I think this is it. Yeah.
We're at 302.
Now, this is just straight up arsonist.
Pico,
so my other video.
People are lighting fires now. You can see they lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire. And
these guys are.
They're actually. The trees caught fire and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires down in the so-called, you know, flats around Santa Monica, Venice. So be safe out there. Fire department's been dispatched. We don't have enough water to put this thing out, but we're supposedly on the way.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease knowing that somebody...
Yeah, I want them to be white, correct.
They might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
Got themselves in the wrong place? That's not the right attitude. You dumb nigga. You weren't supposed to put yourself in that spot. That's where fires happen. Can you imagine that shit, dude? Holy crap, bro. Holy crap. Holy. Like, what are you talking about? You can't say, oh, you shouldn't have been there where fire happened. That's not how that works at all. What the fuck? Where's the other thing? There was what the fudge? I just found another directed energy weapon thing. That is nuts what I just saw there. I'm trying to find the one, like I just had one, I downloaded it, now it's kind of like disappeared, lost in the sauce, but there was one of like this Antifa looking dude, like throwing cans of gasoline like near the fire, and I was like, no way, like of course. Where did it go? They always want to hide on me. They always want to hide. They don't want to show themselves. Oh, where did it go? Where is it hiding? What's this one? Oh, it's just another scene of all the burning. Where did this go? Oh, you know what? Maybe it went into the temp folder, I guess. Is that it? Oh, yeah. This is also how they're handling this. Bro, you missed like half of it, dude. I bet you that's a diversity helicopter pilot there. It's got to be. How else do you explain that shit? Is it? What is that? No, that's something else. Man, where did this go? Because that was such a crazy video. I'm kind of pissed that it disappeared on me. Because that was important. The devastation is actually pretty extreme here. A photograph, that shows you just how big of a deal it is. Okay. Where the hell did this one go? I'll have to keep digging for it, but that's unfortunate because this is a really good one in terms of showing what's probably happening here. All right. In the meantime, let's grab that other one I just got. So this is what happened. This water should have been going through the city.
Ledge right there at the bottom is called the Stilling Basin. And then it flows on to the channel.
Yeah, that should have been flowing to the city, but it was diverted. Okay. I was looking for... I'm just kind of pissed off I can't find that because it's kind of important. All right. So let's take a look at what happened here. Let's look at the results. This is some of the results here. It's just like wiped clean. You can see it's just absolutely wiped clean. It's just like Maui. It was some desirable real estate and they just had to have it. Another look at it. Wow. Fucking see it from space. That's not space, obviously. That's like a high altitude plane, but whoa. So they're clearly clearing out the white part of the town, as we covered earlier. This is the white land. Keep reiterating that. The area that got hit is Whitelandia, basically. It's the part of LA that's still white. You see all that brown and red? Red being Hispanic. Speak! Probably a bunch of white nationalist live streamers were lost there in the LA fires. Not really, though, because it just dodged them and hit all the white people, as usual. That's where it got hit. And going back, yeah, you can see there, that's pretty bad. Look at the sun. Look at the sunset. It's pretty wild. It's very apocalyptic looking. Whoa, look at that. It's over, Chad. It's over.
Never, ever, ever seen anything like this.
Dude, it looks like the end of the world. Listen to LA.
This is wild. See how dark it is over here.
Yeah, I'm starting to think there is some weather manipulation. I think they were pushing those winds. Shit. Oh, I don't want to subscribe to that, nigga. I'll see if I can find... I really want to find that one with the fucking guy throwing gasoline cans on the side of the road in front of the fire. That was, like, crazy. Not a very long video. Oh, there it is. There it is. Found it. Got him! All right, here we go. There we go. I'm going to download it. Yeah, that is crazy. It's only 14 seconds long, but... Like, seriously, who the fuck is throwing gasoline cans on the side of the road if you're not, like, literally trying to arson up the place while there's a fucking massive wildfire going? How is that even a thing? Okay. Probably just disappeared again, didn't it? Damn you, computer. Damn you! All right. as you go. Just do it this way. There we go. Let's do this.
How are they?
They're throwing like gasoline cans. So that's a, you know, that's the gasoline jug, right? It's putting it there like a bomb.
How are they throwing gasoline? The fuck?
First the PSYOPs, now the fires. Oh yeah, I think 2025 is going to be plenty interesting. Unfortunately, like, what in the hell is going on here? Like, what? I always look at this sort of thing, right? And I think like, okay, so what's the like non-conspiracy angle on this? Like, what could be the actual legitimate reason for this dude to be throwing a full tank of ostensibly fuel, because I mean usually people don't put anything but fuel in those things. What could be the like non arson conspiracy reason for that? I don't see it. I don't know what it could be. I think he's just literally trying to do it. What else could it be? Yeah, directed energy weapons. Couldn't possibly be real. Pretty crazy. We've known for a while they have this kind of stuff. I mean, the military has this kind of stuff too, but at like a much larger scale. Look at this one. Look at this handheld one he's got. What the fuck, dude? Just scratches the rust right off the metal. Whoa. I guess it's like a high-powered laser, I suppose. Blew the rust right off that tool. Zapped it clean, just like that. Holy shit. Let's see if I can find a little more on this. So they are a thing. They're absolutely a thing. Let's try to see if I can find some. Yeah, so these are real weapons. This is like straight up mainstream media shit, right? This is just mainstream media stuff. This is not conspiracy, nothing.
You've seen them in Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica,
Jewish space
and
lasers.
Dozens of science fiction and fantasy stories. But laser weapons are just make-believe, right? Well, maybe not. Energy weapons are real, and they're a lot more powerful than the novelty laser pointers that you're probably familiar with. Though, they might not look like you imagine them. Take the US Navy's Laws laser system, for instance. This experimental 30-kilowatt solid-state laser was installed on the USS Ponce in 2014. It's a...
USS Ponce? P-O-N-C-E, like Ponce, Puerto Rico? The home of Converso Jews in Puerto Rico? Huh. What an interesting name. That's a surprise. I wouldn't expect that in this video. That's odd. Weird. That's a little strange.
A real, fully operational, directed energy weapon. And while it doesn't shoot out brightly colored blasts of energy like you might have seen in movies or TV shows, this invisible laser weapon still packs quite a punch. In tests, the Navy has used it to detonate explosives from a distance, burn out the engines of approaching boats, and have even used it to shoot down small, unmanned aerial aircraft. It's not even hard to use. When the Navy first showed this laser off, Rear Admiral Matthew Klunder told reporters that anyone who could play Xbox or PS4 games could use the USS Ponce's new energy weapon with ease. And not only is it an effective, undetectable weapon, but because there's no explosives, propellant, or gunpowder, it's safer to operate than traditional weapons. It's more affordable, too. Destroying or disabling a target with a traditional missile can cost thousands of dollars, but Laws can be fired for just 59 cents per shot. And the USS Ponce's energy weapon is just the beginning. Lockheed Martin has been working to help the Navy develop its next directed energy weapon system, the high-energy laser with integrated optical dazzler and surveillance, or Helios for
dazzler.
Short. It's a 60-kilowatt laser.
Jewish space lasers. I don't know, man. I don't know. Question is like, what of this can mess with weather is the question, right? Because, like, obviously this is a real thing. It's not even a conspiracy thing. It's just a fucking thing. Okay, so how much of this stuff can actually, like, change weather and what have you, right? Like, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. It's pretty crazy, actually. Or do they have to? I don't know. I mean, maybe they just wait for a high wind situation. Have like an aircraft go over the area they want, zap the targets with this sort of shit. Oof, fires, right? All of a sudden, fires are spreading. The optical dazzler sounds gay. Yeah. Yep. Look at that. Makes you wonder. They have to have that mounted on. I mean, like, so, okay, they got it mounted on a fucking ship here, right? All right, so they got to be able to mount that on a plane, too, right? It's got to be a thing.
Twice as powerful as the Laws weapon. That's not a huge leap forward in laser technology, but it's enough for Lockheed Martin to start envisioning what a true next-generation laser system might look like. From systems that integrate Helios lasers with existing radar and targeting systems to eliminate threats at sea, to developing tactical airborne laser pods that can be mounted on military jets. Although those lasers won't be designed for aerial combat, but rather to help pilots defeat surface-to-air and air-to-air missiles before they reach their targets. And truth be told, that kind of defense capability is what most directed energy weapon systems are focused on today. Not attacking targets with space-age lasers, but using them to defend against drones, UAVs, and potential attacks. And that's an idea that's been a long time coming. Back in the 1980s, the Reagan administration's Strategic Defense Initiative hoped to build a fleet of laser-equipped satellites that could shoot down Cold War missile threats. The program's ambition outstretched its technology at the time, and it was eventually shut down in 1993. But now, decades later, we're finally catching up to the idea. Just on a little smaller of a scale. So, yes, laser weapons are real, though they aren't much like the blasters your favorite heroes carry around in the Star Wars films. And that's okay. Some things are more fun when they stay a fantasy.
Here's one of, in the UK, actual test footage of them doing it, apparently. from like space or whatever, or like up high, I think, in the air. Whoa. Dude, look at that. That's crazy. Wow. It was like surface to air, I guess. There's just no sound on this. It's weird. It's a silent video. Silent video showing how they're going to fuck your life up.
This newly released...
Oh, there you go. This is another one. This has some, like, narration on it anyway. Same sort of thing.
This...
YouTube, come on now. Come play games with me. Come on.
This...
Dude. What the fuck? Come on, man. What are you doing?
Increase over...
It's weird, it like stops and stutters. All right, come on, dude, just play it.
This.
It's getting zapped from outer space. Wow, they really don't want you seeing that video, huh? It's kind of weird. What's this? I just found a new channel. It's interesting. It's kind of cool.
The word wildfire conjures up thoughts of flames and fires that cause landscapes and communities to burn. But what if there is more than meets the eye with these disasters? America has had multiple wildfires like the Camp Fire and more recently Palisades Fire over the past couple of or so years.
I forgot about the Camp Fire. There was a town called Camp or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was in Northern California. And it was the same sort of thing. It was just, like, scorched down to, like, everything. They got everybody. They zapped everybody, dude. Nobody was getting away. It was fucking crazy. Like, a bunch of people died. Like, the whole place was burned out to the ground. It was nuts. Everybody just forgot about it. Let's see if I can find something on that. That's just crazy. Everybody just forgets. Like, this will be forgotten within a couple weeks, and it's gone. It's just gone.
Official organizations are pinning the fire.
Oh, dude. Israel has one of these? Oh, well, it's over. Now we know why. Now we know what happened. It's Israel. Israel did it. I blame them.
Iron Beam. This is a video of Israel's Iron Beam directed energy weapon in action.
Whoa.
A powerful laser obliterating a drone in mere seconds. The test footage released by the Israeli government showcases one of the strongest practical laser combat weapons in existence, with 100 kilowatts of power.
Oh.
Developed by Rafael Advanced Defense Systems, the system has grown from an initial power of tens of kilowatts when first unveiled in 2016 to 100 kilowatts today, significant enough to incapacitate short-range projectiles, such as rockets and UAVs, at a distance of 7 to 10 kilometers. Utilizing a newly designed fiber laser, the system is small enough for actual combat use and only costs several dollars per shot compared to the $150,000 that a salvo from the current Iron Dome missile system can cost. Yet the Iron Beam, like all weapon systems, has limitations. Two significant ones stand out: weather and power. Israel's varying weather, especially long periods of rain in the north, poses a challenge for the laser. Additionally, the Iron Beam's laser, though operating at the speed of light, doesn't have enough power to neutralize threats instantaneously and must track a target for several seconds. This is evidenced by the 4-second duration in the test video from the laser's activation to the drone's incapacitation.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Marjorie Taylor Greene got in all kinds of trouble for saying the Jewish space lasers. But there it is. I mean, there's the fucking Jewish space lasers. The bitch wasn't lying. Like, why is she, you know... We know why. I mean, it doesn't matter if you tell the truth. They don't want you saying it. They'll still attack you all the same, true or not. They don't care if it's true. If you're not supposed to say it, they're going to get you. They're going to get you. Yeah, you're in trouble, dude. Doesn't even matter. Like, they don't even care at all. Like, they're just going to get you. Get you. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's actually pretty really, yeah, it's very fucked up.
The Iron Beam system may not be as effective for larger missiles, especially those with thermal projection, like some from Iran. However, the system's mobility, functioning from a truck instead of stationary buildings, offers strategic advantages. While the 100-kilowatt laser is potent, reports indicate that the U.S. is already advancing with a 300-kilowatt and 500-kilowatt version. These versions, developed by Lockheed Martin, have already demonstrated the capability of shooting down larger cruise missile threats. As for its deployment, Israeli officials have announced no formal timeline. However, reports suggest that the initial deployment could commence by the end of 2023. This has led to speculation that Israel may be utilizing the system during the current conflict in Gaza. Some viral videos have even circulated showing laser beams targeting flying rockets, but those have largely been debunked. For now, the world watches as Israel integrates this futuristic defense system into its arsenal, changing the landscape of modern warfare. Starlink killers. In 2021, the Space Force revealed that U.S. satellites are attacked on a daily basis and that a, quote, shadow war in space was being waged.
Wow.
Partly in response to the deployment of the Starlink satellite network, a number of countries have developed anti-satellite weapon systems. Recently, Google Earth images have shown what is believed to be a Russian laser weapon designed to blind satellites. Currently being constructed at the Krona Space Facility by the Russian Ministry of Defense, Project Kalina has been described as a laser system for electro-optical warfare. Allegedly, Kalina can shine laser pulses into the optical sensors of enemy satellites, which are bright enough to blind them permanently. While dazzling enemy opticals is not a new concept, Kalina is believed to be the first modern weapon that's powerful enough to have a permanent effect. In addition, Kalina can measure the reflected laser light that bounces back to more precisely determine the position of its target, then automatically readjust for better aim. Like Russia, China has expressed concern regarding the Starlink satellite network, with one official report recommending, quote, a combination of soft and hard kill methods to make some Starlink satellites lose their functions and destroy the constellation's operating system. By soft kill methods, the Chinese are likely referring to a laser system comparable to the Russians' Kalina. One solution developed by Chinese research teams is a compact yet potent laser device intended for satellite use. Focusing on non-destructive applications, like target identification, a team from Zhejiang University recently unveiled a laser that can generate a formidable 1 megawatt light, delivering 100 shots per second for almost 30 minutes in space without overheating issues, thanks to its soda can-like size and weight under 1.5 kilograms. With its 5-nanosecond laser beam and around 5 millijoules of energy per shot, the device isn't currently capable of downing missiles or satellites. Still, it can vastly aid in detecting and scrutinizing distant threats. Despite its non-weaponized design, a larger version could potentially function as a pulse laser weapon, which, unlike continuous wave lasers, could inflict damage almost instantly and work efficiently even in lower altitudes against drones and aircraft. Projects Power and Swell. The visionary inventor Nikola Tesla once dreamed of a vast wireless energy network capable of delivering power wherever needed, anywhere on Earth. Today, through the advancement of directed energy technologies, we are closer than ever to realizing this vision. By transmitting beams of energy around the world, the U.S. military aims to reduce its reliance on physical power lines. These conventional lines are vulnerable to sabotage and necessitate the transport of large quantities of liquid fuel. Power, which stands for a persistent optical wireless energy relay, is the name of an ongoing project that closely resembles one hypothesized by Tesla more than 100 years ago. In theory, Project Power would enable transfers of power at the speed of light across a web of systems around the globe through the use of the same technologies that enable wireless communication, simply repurposing it for the distribution of electricity. By converting kilowatts of electricity into beams of light that are intensely powerful yet invisible to the naked eye, DARPA believes they will soon be able to deliver power to war zones and areas where complex missions are currently limited. Another experimental project with similar goals is known as SWELL, the Space Wireless Energy Laser Link. Project SWELL was launched in early 2023 by the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory to test and demonstrate power beaming tech. launched on a SpaceX vehicle and now residing on the International Space Station. Swell remained in orbit for more than 100 days, while transferring power through space, making its mission a resounding success. The Swell program manager stated, quote, "This is the next step in extending this capability for space, lunar, and planetary applications. Power beaming is poised as a critical enabler for power distribution on the moon and elsewhere in space." A similar experiment was launched as part of a robotic Boeing X-37B space plane on a classified mission in 2021. That project aimed to collect solar energy and convert it to microwave energy for transfer, potentially back to Earth. While the results of that experiment remain classified, Projects Power and Swell are the first to demonstrate the real-world efficacy of power beaming technologies and to illustrate how they may influence the future of space exploration and warfare. Always on. Many directed energy weapons, particularly laser systems, are hindered by their need for downtime to recharge or cool down and allow the massive amounts of heat generated to dissipate. However, the Chinese military claims to have found a solution to this limitation. By heating up the air around them, laser weapons tend to damage themselves, diminishing the power of their beams. To counteract this effect, Chinese scientists claim to have devised a method of removing heat from the chamber by circulating cooled gas through it. This new laser weapon system, which is currently being tested, is apparently capable of intercepting its targets and disabling enemy craft at the speed of light without powering down. The cooldown period, which has proved a stumbling block for so many energy weapons, has been shortened to such an extent that the weapon could, in theory, fire indefinitely. This always-on laser weapon would be much more effective than its counterparts, surpassing any known
UAV. He says, "I hate New World." I do too. I do too. It sucks, dude. They fucked it up. It's so weird because, like, they could have just not been gay. That was an option. Nah, they just went with, like, making it unlivable and shitty. It's making it unlivable and shitty. Man, why do they have to do that? Fucking idiots. Flood! Hell flood. Oh. It's depressing, dude. Like, the weird thing is, like, alright, so, like, just imagine yourself in their shoes for a second. Like, you're trying to rule the world, right? So, like, why does it make sense that they do it the way they do it? I don't know. I mean, is it just simply their hatred for whites? Is that it? Like, is that all there is to it? Because it doesn't, like, that has to be the explanation, because I don't know how else you could explain it. It would make way more sense if you were them and you wanted to rule the world, that you would just try to make, like, you know, you make it livable, make it nice, you know, make it, like, wealthy, and therefore pacify all the goys into just being, like, fine with it, right? You would think that would be, like, the play they would run, right? That would make sense, right? You would think so. So I don't get it. Like, why do they have to, like, make it shitty? Like, I don't think you have to make it shitty for to rule over it, but I guess they do. It's just such a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright, blessed day, dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful forward.
What a wonderful world. All right, back to space lasers. Salute to you, Flood. Salute to you, sir. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it seems like it. I don't know how else you explain this shit. Like, it doesn't seem right otherwise. Like, I don't know how else you'd explain it. How else do you explain it? I don't know. I can't think of another way.
Activities are growing. Are these fires more than unfortunate accidents? It looks like the fire is being fueled with a vested interest. Let's explore the mystery of wildfires, including their history and impact, as well as the darker theories that surround them. Seeing how hard firefighters battle forest fires will change your outlook entirely.
Before we go here, so let's flash back a few years. So 5 years ago, it says. So 5 years ago, you had this. You had the Paradise fires, right?
When it really hit me, I looked over and there was this mother bawling, and she had about a 12-year-old son in the car with her. I just remember looking at him, how scared he was, knowing, and it's going to be okay, buddy. We're going to get out of this. So it was heartbreaking.
Calls just kept coming in, back to back. And then we got a call from Butte County that says, just evacuate Paradise. I worked in Golden Gate during the Sonoma fires. I've never gotten a call to evacuate a whole city at the same time.
We had a dispatcher who didn't know if her husband had made it out, but was dispatching a radio.
And she worked for like 16 hours that day.
She did. She
worked for, not knowing.
Yeah, but it was part of the whole chaos.
I remember the sergeant coming in and saying, everybody get your uniforms on. We got to go. Paradise is getting evacuated. The smoke was so thick, it was like midnight. I mean, there was no sun coming through at all.
When we initially got into the town of Paradise there, we started noticing spot fires that weren't reported. And then once we got to the top there, there was traffic everywhere.
We were trying to get traffic out of there. It was stopped. We knew if we didn't get the traffic flowing, it was going to be bad, really bad. We were at the point we were sending cars down bike trails, anything to get that traffic flowing.
I've never seen a fire like that. I've never seen so much actual flames around people fleeing. You know, it was all the way up to the roadway, and at some points it was on the road. I've never seen devastation like that.
As we came up to the intersection of Pearson and Clark, we started utilizing the PA, rolling our windows down, telling people, hey, turn around, get out of Paradise.
We can't get them up at that point to Magalia. We can't get them down Skyway. So we were really just kind of sitting ducks there.
So I was directing traffic, watching the flames get closer and closer. I could see my house. I was probably about 400 yards from my house. I could see it. Between where I was and my house, there's a ravine. I was kind of making my mind, okay, when the fire gets to here, it's going to be time to go. Well, that entire ravine lit on fire at one time, about 40 yards wide, as long as I could see, just lit up. And watched my house catch on fire.
There was walls and walls of flames every direction. I mean, up to 20, 30 feet. You could feel the heat. I just remember that, how powerful that wind was. I saw the flames were coming. It was coming. It was going to take us over. And so we are on our pee saying, hey, once this overtakes us, come running back up towards us. We're all going to shelter in place up here. At that point, I was asking dispatch, we need air. We need water drops. It's going to overtake us.
And when some officers were asking for airdrops, and I was talking with him, and he said that he heard the request, and he put it through to CAL FIRE, and then he put it back out, but he could no longer copy Officer Ortiz.
A few minutes later, sure enough, I could hear the helicopters coming. I can hear them dropping water, and the sound it was making, you know, that sizzling sound, and just feeling you could feel the wind from the helicopters coming over and dropping. It bought us some time, definitely.
Pretty surreal, yeah. And even when those water droplets hit the patrol vehicle, you're just like, oh,
thank you.
God, yeah. It was like a kind of a little bit of a hope up there.
The fire had swept south of us and the fire had swept north of us, so our only artery to get out was where the traffic was. Okay, we're gonna shelter in place in the Ace Hardware parking lot. I got together with one of the supervisors from probation and we actually wrote down the names just so we had a log in case we didn't make it out.
We heard that they were trapped on the radio. We could hear it in their voice that they knew something was gonna happen and they were just trying to get as many people away from it as possible, but they were gonna stay with the ones that they had. We were gonna try to find them a way out. They knew they were stuck at the Ace Hardware near Skidway, and we could see where the holdup was for the traffic getting out of there. Had we not opened up Skyway and had Chico PD and SRT and Chico CHP not been there and did what they had done, we probably would have been talking about a different scenario at this point.
We actually had air ops from everywhere, and he was just calling out, we need to get them off Skyway, we need to get them off Skyway. I think they're the ones that saved a lot of people.
And at that point, like you said, I mean, we were discussing them. We got to get these people out of here. I remember seeing a Cal Fire truck come down through Skyway, and I stopped them, and I say, is that makeable? Can we drive through there? He's like, it's kind of sketchy. I mean, it's kind of treacherous, but you can try. So Joel and I, you know, we're talking, we got to get these people out of here. So we drove it. And like you said, there was fire everywhere and boulders. We were doing round robins because we had to, because they would freeze. We came up multiple people that were just stopped and froze because the fire was surrounding them. We get on the PA and calmly tell them, keep going, keep going. But we were able to get, I think we got probably got it. At least 200 cars through there.
You know, I think you realize what you have to do, what the moment kind of brings you, and you just have to take control and you have to do what you need to do.
The thing that sticks with me is just seeing those people there, seeing our guys and listening to our guys on the ground that were stuck, that were never, you know, I don't know what was going through their head at their time, but to me it sounded like that they had accepted the fact that they might die. And they might have to make that ultimate sacrifice.
Well, this is, that one was determined to be a failed transformer. Someone probably shot it. They didn't use seawater drops at Paradise because Orville Lake is 50 miles closer to the fire. Huh. Whoa. I had a dream last week. There was a coin toss, and the two options was Palisades and Mesa Verde, and Palisades won the coin toss. Then this shit happened. Wow. It's a pretty vivid dream. Dream made no sense until now. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, if this is, like, let's just do it as an if, right? So if this is legit a planned thing, and this is, like, some kind of op where they, you know, burn areas so that they can then reclaim the land and redevelop it and sell it, right? Let's say that's the case. Okay. Maybe they're, like, actually sitting there, like, and they got two options, and they're like, well, we could do Mesa Verde, that's good, or we could do the Palisades. Let's flip a coin, right? And then they just pick whatever the result is. That could be. It would be a thing. I mean, I don't know that it makes that much difference to them. There's probably a number of these areas they want to reclaim, and they're not going to get these people out. These people aren't going to sell their homes. So it's like they just have to flip a coin and see what happens, right? Flip a shekel, that's right. Flip a shiny shekel and we'll see which goyim place we burn. Yes, yes, yes. It's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up. There's a... There's this Jewish space lasers meme. What do I do with it? Because it's fucking... There it is. Space lasers! Ha ha ha! There you go. Right. well over 300 live viewers. Here you go, Trogs. Suck it. And here we go. Fire meme. Fire meme. I see trees of green. Red roses, too. Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. Like, it, you know, I'm laughing at the irony and weirdness of it, not that people's lives are burnt. It's kind of fucked up, just to be clear. There's, is this the one? There's a lot of footage of this. It's just, I mean, it burned the whole place out, but it's got to be the same sort of thing. Then again, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, you don't really need, like, high-tech space lasers or whatever. I mean, you could really just resort to a fucking gasoline canister, right? Then again, you could also just resort to this sort of thing. That's actually a real thing. Think about it. You could have one of those, like, crawling around in the woods. They just park their truck, right? They lower down the thing. They send that thing out into the woods, up the little mountain in California. They start blasting the spots they want to blast, and before you know it, bada bing, bada boom. As long as the winds are ready, as long as that's all set right, kaboof. The whole thing goes up. What's IC credentials? I better not put that up there, Flood. I mean, they're going to say that you're fed. What is IC? What the hell's an IC? Don't tell me. Is it a spy? It's a spy, right? What is that? That way, the next disaster, you don't get called to leave by fucking niggers. Yeah, well, hey, look. Guys, come on. We need to be replaced, and we need to be replaced by fat black bitches with a lot of babies. Or Puerto Rican ones, whatever.
I'm ready to have a baby.
And squat on another.
I'm ready to get knocked up. I'm tired. I'm ready for my fifth child.
Fifth child.
My fifth child.
Them fat. The fifth child that you, white man, will be paying for. Congratulations. Welcome her new litter into the world. It's only here to replace you. Then again, I mean, at least on the upside, like, we're not actually being replaced by sub-Saharans, at least not yet. I don't know. Maybe that's not a real risk. I have no idea. It's just kind of sketchy. That we have to pay for that.
I'm ready to have a baby.
You can hear
I'm ready to get knocked up.
I'm ready to get knocked up.
I'm tired. I'm ready for my fifth child. My fifth child.
Ugh. Gross. Ugh. Fifth child. I'll bet you the father isn't in any of those chillin's lives. I'll bet you there ain't a father around. She's just like a breeding factory. That's it. She's just popping them out.
Naked!
I just hate niggers.
Send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa where they belong. We ought to send them all back to Africa. We ought to send them all back to Africa. They ought to get the hell out of America. leave the white man alone.
What does ICE
say? They don't like this, they don't like that. They're never satisfied, and that's the fact. The more we give, the more they take. The more we fix, the more they break. The country's in an awful mess, with a whole lot of civil unrest. I got one thing to suggest. They ought to leave and get gone. Gather up all the niggers and go back home. We ought to send them all back to Africa.
Johnny Sunshine with a funded N for a tower. The funded N for a tower. Holy shit. Holy shit. I'm just going to give that an eye. I'm going to give that an eye. Get that tower going. Oof. That is bad, man. Here we're talking about Jewish space lasers and directed energy weapons and fucking the California Holocaust. And then you got this bitch squatting out a litter and us funding it by force. We just can't win. I mean, we just can't win on this situation. This is what an occupied government looks like, I suppose. They got, like, flamethrower dogs to fry your ass up. They got obese, flat, fat bitches popping out a litter of black babies. You got them, like, roasting down your entire thing so they can rebuild it. Penelope! Penelope saving the Odyssey niggas. Punching all y'all's ticket. Ha ha! Penelope! Wow, salute. Very generous. Nice to see you. How are you, by the way? I saw you in Devin's chat the other day. Devin did a good one the other day. You know, it's funny. I did that one too, actually, like a long time ago. I was like, I want to see what he does with it, because it's a lot of those, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You know, he did his whole thing where he has to, like, extra deep research on it, which is really interesting takes, but it's funny how that whole issue has been going on for a long time. They're arguing about this in the 70s. Oh, maybe that was the 80s. Yeah, I think it was the 80s or maybe even early 90s. It looks like the late 80s. But they, even in the late 80s, they're having these, like, arguments about immigration and stuff. And they're all doing the, like, I'm not a racist shit, right? But he's right. I mean, we can't, if we're going to have these debates at all, we can't do that whole, like, trying to deflect away from that. The better thing is to just delegitimize the whole concept anyway, because it's a Trotskyite concept. It's not even legit. That's always been the weird thing to me about that concept, you know, racist. I mean, in the way they mean it as a pejorative. I mean, it's just not like it's a Trotskyite thing. Apparently it wasn't Trotsky that came up with it, though. It was just Trotsky that popularized it. Apparently it was the freak that started the first, like, transgender clinic and all that shit in Weimar, Magnus Hirschfeld, Racismus, right? And then they just, they grabbed it, they popularized it. They ran with it, right? They ran with it. Oh, man. Did they build the whole tower that fast? God damn. That was quick as fuck. We got a monetized N. I throw it out a regular I. We got a G. An E and R. Niger! No, there's another regular G. Well, I think that's a pretty perfect tower. It's intact. Built well. What can we say? What can we say? I've run out of NIG drops here. Holy shit. I'm going to have more. I guess I can go with this. Maybe this one. Where's that other one there? There you go. That's a good one. I like this one. Hey, fucking niggers, you dumb motherfucking
bitch. Fuck niggers. I cannot fucking stand niggers.
That last line is great. Penelope said, ouch, gross. Might be African, but still poor little fifth child. I mean, think about that. Like, they pop out a litter, and then the taxpayers basically fund it. They get child tax credits for each one they produce. The black men that are the biological fathers, they come in, they mate with the woman, and then they leave. They're like, the fuck out of there, right? And they go to another black woman. So it's sort of like a matrilineal thing, right? Their vision of the society or how they, at least how they execute it, is very like that, right? Like the woman sets up the housing, she sets up the resources. It's the inverse of what we do. And then the men just come around and impregnate and leave. So there's all these like nests everywhere. For us, it's the exact opposite. The man is supposed to provide the resources, the home, the income, the food, etc. And the woman is supposed to be able to manage the family resources, you know, and all that sort of stuff, the housing technicalities and whatever, right? So it's like the inverse. But it's just such a great example of how we're so fucking opposite of these people. Yeah. I know someone in my chat's like, they're not people. I don't know. I'm not going to argue that point, but yeah. Yeah. Big shout out, Penelope. Big shout out. I don't think I even did this thing. Dude, what? I know I made one, didn't I? I know I made one. I'll have to pop one up. I thought I made one. No shit. Huh. Weird. I could have sworn I did. I think I still have it handy. So this is like the ability to do that, to make like a 5-second custom drop for regular donors. That's like, whoa, to like some of these people, apparently. It's not complicated. It's extremely hard, extremely fucking easy. It's like you type their name in basically and hit render. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe he's doing that. The effort involved. It's like, yeah. Not surprised you think that. Not surprised you think that. All right, we'll just get rid of the at symbol. Because a Penelope is like purple. We'll make it purple. Purple logo. No, it's like, oh, it's just like her face with like a white. Okay, we'll just do, what if we do like a white on gray? I guess that's just like white on light blue. I think his shirt is in there. Light blue like that. That could be cool. Okay, there we go. Let's try that. Oh, yeah. It's super hard, though. Like, oh, my God. It's just so crazy. How could anyone even do such a thing? I can't believe I don't know how to do this. I'm starting to enjoy being the villain. I have to admit, like, being the heel in these people's, like, story is kind of fun. You know? It's all fictional, like, kayfabe anyway, so might as well just roll with it, I suppose. What other can you really do? Just make it all up, right? Just make it all up. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, maybe clap. You know, one thing I could do about that is I could probably run replays on. So I just want to have the show just go twice a day. So it's still being done live at this time, replay at this time. There's no reason not to do that. You know, people can complain about that, but, you know, whatever, right? Oh, I'm a secular humanist? What does that even mean? Those retards, like, I mean, I don't want to get into it, but Flood, like, I was raised Catholic. Like, I was raised in the Catholic Church. Like, I went to Catholic Mass, like, every Sunday until I left for Europe at 17. So, goddamn Penelope! She says, wow, very generously says, and those fat-assed African bitches are so cruel to their children. I prefer blue, like my eyes, but no matter. Oh, yeah, no, it's cooking right now. And it's done. See, that's how long it takes. See, like, to those without any media skills at all, and they know who they are, they're like, completely perplexed by this. Like, wow, how could NNR do this? But it's like, it's not that hard at all. It's pretty easy. It takes about, like, 5 seconds. I mean, you literally just watch me do it. And again, I walk these people through damn near everything else they know, so I'm not surprised they don't get this either. That's okay. They're not me. They never will be. They have to bump themselves up about 40 fucking IQ points, so that's kind of a problem for them. It's not going to happen. So But this is the new, freshly made, hot off the presses, Penelope Drop. Penelope Drop, let's go! Wait, let's do it this way. Penelope Drop! How dare you do this, NNR? That's the worst thing I ever seen. Oh my god, it's so terrible. Oh. It's literally like a 3-second drop. They're like, well, I saw somebody in this chat like, oh, he stole that from Devin. Devin doesn't have people's names in there. It's a totally different thing. He does do drops. I mean, it's true. But Flood also does drops. So many people do drops. Drops are drops, right? Salute. Big salute, Penelope. And you know what? They do. There are so many videos of them being cruel to their children. You ever seen these ones? I'm not going to play it because this will make you guys even madder than watching them beat. Well, I don't know if you'd be all that mad watching them beat on their children, but the ones of them beating the dogs. Oh my god! And they train their kids like this too, dude. There's this one I have it in my collection of like horrible black behavior, but the little Negro is choking this dog. And he's got like, it's like a German Shepherd. And, you know, when you're watching this, you know, your blood's boiling because it's fucking disgusting. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, that German Shepherd could rip your fucking throat out. But the point being, they like convey this to their children, like this kind of behavior. I almost want to find it now. I don't want to play, it'll just piss everybody off. But I'll just like freeze frame, show you what I mean, just so you can illustrate what I'm talking about. I have a folder called Blacks and I have a folder called Black Violence. I don't know why there's a distinction. This is not really a need to be a distinction there, but yeah, I'll play it without playing it. It's like, I mean, there's a ton of this in here. Didn't do nothing. There's a lot of didn't do nothings in here. There's elder abuse, all sorts of shit in here. Oh yeah, I got that little Super Mario Bros. One that he made. That was pretty cool. I gotta kind of spend some more time to make little things like that. I think that's a cool idea. My own little versions of different little meme videos. I really should spend more time doing that, because I think it'd be cool. It's more shareable too. Du-du-du-du-du-du. Oh, that one pissed me off. Were they like worshiper? Oh no, it's the worst. Plus, you got these motherfuckers.
And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people. Oh. Because that, in my estimation, oh, is the only conclusion I have come to. We oh, have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
Oh.
Now, I don't oh, care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because oh, they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted.
The fucked up thing, right? He doesn't have to see white people. Like, dude, you guys have your own continent. Save the very southern tip and little northern strip full of Arabs. You got a little strip full of Arabs on the top, and you got a little tiny tip of white people on the bottom. But you got this massive continent so big that it can fit the United States, all of North America, all of India, all of Europe, all of these other continents can fit inside of the landmass of Africa. It's fucking huge. And yet you have to be here because white people built a cool thing and you need to have a piece of it. And then when we are like dumb enough, quite honestly, dumb enough to let that happen, this is what you get for it. They want to, according to him, they want to exterminate yo ass. Instead of just getting fuck out, Kambutu, Kambandan, Bingadong. I mean, you're going by Kamu Kamban. Like, dude, like, why the fuck are you speaking English, a white man's language, to start? Why the fuck are you in the West at all, to start? Like, if you don't like white people, okay, cool, just get the fuck out. We don't need you here. We don't want you here. We didn't ask for you to be here. You're just here, right? Of course, there's a lot of these, too. This one is the same thing. I'm not going to keep playing. I'm going to just piss everybody off, but it's the same thing. This one says, this is fucked. Actually, you know what? I almost want to piss Penelope off with this. Listen to what he says, because he's threatening our kids.
The babies. Huh? To hell with what National Geographic putting out. I'm telling you to your face here tonight, we're going to have to kill some little
you can't kill little Penelope's. That's not right.
Have to kill some little Penelope's and some little Robbie's.
No, absolutely not. The fuck out. I don't know why he chose Penelope. But I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to show you that it's a thing. And the whole time, I mean, when you originally watch this, and it's infuriating, you wonder, you're thinking that dog is just waiting for a chance to rip his fucking face off. And the thing that's really, I mean, look at the door behind him. I mean, it's like a little rage monster, a little fucking violence factory here, right? And you're thinking the whole time, like, this dog is like, just wait until you go to bed. We'll rip your face off, nigga. You know, but the thing is, this is it, right? Like they make these kids and then they bring violence into their psyche, and they're already predisposed anyway, given their genetics. So you got like this little perfect storm of monsters, right? Monsters. Absolutely horrifying. Yeah, I don't understand why people don't see it. Like, everybody here sees it, but why is it that your average person, like your normie, why is it that they look at this and they don't see them for what they are? Right? Like, why? I don't understand. Like, I think the thing that angers me is that there's a lot of self-deception that goes into that. There's so much self-deception that goes into that to get that to be a thing. You have to lie to yourself a lot. No, that's the wrong thing too. You have to do a lot of self-deception to pretend that there's not a problem here. There, that's enough of them. There's some evil shit. Well, let's get rid of some of this too. See, where else could I take this? I think we're probably burned out on the fires at this point, but man, that is, I don't know. I don't know what the thing is here, but I mean, I think there's probably some aspect of this, these two Jews here, as we were showing earlier. Let's move that to the end. What's this? Flat Earth. Oh, it's just some fucking account named Flat Earth. All right, so this is the Antifa gas.
How are they throwing gasoline?
There's multiple ones from out there.
The fuck?
Yeah, see, I wish they'd recorded the whole interaction there, because they didn't. I want to know what all was said. What all was said? Like, what was the discussion like? We got diverse fire chiefs. We got Jewish space lasers. We got straight up, like, Antifa arsonists.
We're at 302 Pico, and
perfect.
People
perfect
are
storm.
Lighting fires now.
Perfect
you can see
storm.
That lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire. And
these guys are
they're actually, the trees caught fire, and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires down in the so-called, you know flats around Santa Monica, Venice.
Civilians are lighting fires.
So, be safe out there. Fire department's been dispatched. We don't have enough water to put this thing out. But we're supposedly on the way.
Don't have enough water to put this thing out. Whoa! Penelope! Damn. Holy shit. Wow. She says, yikes! I'm going to sleep. But first, I'll watch some puppy shorts to cleanse my head from that porch thug invoking my name. Be well, P. And thanks for the lovely blue. I'm humbled. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, Penelope. Thank you for generous support. We were not doing so strong in the Odyssey camp, but you came in with the hard thunder and lit it up like a Jewish space laser. Like a Jewish space laser. Kaboom, got him. Yeah, we can play some puppy videos. I mean, that's a good idea. Like, we can get a good, like, head cleanse here real quick. You know, why not? I think there needs to be a, let's say, cute puppy videos. I think I don't do enough, like, palate cleansers. I think we should have, oh, come on now. You'd have to be mean to not like puppies. I'm sure the evil ones don't like puppies. Come on. That thing's fucking cute. Come on. Got a little bag. A little bag. See, in Japan, that's in Japan, so they're kept well away from the Homo habilis porch monkey. Oh, come on. Look at him. He looks like a little... Oh, look at this one. It's fucking weird. This one's like a... I don't even know. What does that look like? It looks like he's got like so many like folds on his face. He's got face folds. He's got a strawberry. He's trying to get it. He can't get it, though. It's like getting away from him. That was like some bulldogs. Penelope invoked cute puppies. Cute puppies it is. It's called Jewish lightning. Yeah, yeah. The space lasers, for sure. For sure. You covered the arsonist they caught that started the Kenneth fire. I did not. Do you have anything for that, Klesha? Send it if you got it. Let me get the fucking
puppy
chat
attack.
Open. Anything. Get that chat open. Come on, double cute.
Best friend? Yeah, she is your best friend.
Puppy shorts. That's a pretty good palate cleanser. Come on. It's hard to be mad after you see a bunch of like cute ass puppies and kids playing around. And this is all very happy. It's all very happy. Good night, Penelope. Thank you for your serious support there. Salute to you. Look at these happy puppies. How can you be mad? How can you be mad? I guess non-whites don't like puppies. I guess they're not into puppies. They hate puppies. They're puppy haters. Let me mute up the cute puppy song. Let me cover some of these other things here. I think some of our boys dropped a whole end tower on us here. Donny Sunshine with the N. And I did the I, and 14 did the G, and he did the G, and then he did an E, and then he did 14 did an N tower, cute stuff, cute puppy stuff. Yeah, I definitely don't do enough like. Palate cleansers after rage-inducing material. Oh, come on now. Oh, that's too much.
You throw boop.
I like the black jaguars.
Can I have a boop?
I'll just get one as a pet.
Yeah. Boop.
Eat it.
Boop. 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 I got you, too. Boop. I think I'll boop you. Boop. Boop. You throw. Boop. Can I have a boop? Yeah. Boop.
Eat it.
Boop. Boop. Boop.
Boop.
I got your tooth.
I'll be really afraid to do that. As much as I like cats, I ain't gonna stick my hand in their mouth with them big claws and big old teeth, big old fangs. I'm gonna put my... I don't know, man. Like, I can like cats all I want, but I ain't gonna stick my hand in their mouth. All I have to do is clamp down on you and you're in trouble. What are you gonna do when they like decide that they don't really like your hand anymore? Maybe they don't want you to have one. Maybe they say, you know, this human, I don't really need this hand. Chomp. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing is what you're going to do. Nothing. Can't do nothing. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. That would be scary. That'd be real scary.
I think I'll boop you. Boop. Boop. You go. Boop. Did I have a boop? Yeah. Boop. Boop. Boop.
The happy kitty.
Boop. Boop.
Where do you get to go where you get to, like, play with the big cats like that? I don't even know. Is that even, like, a place you can go? This is kind of cool, too. Where's that video at here? Somewhere. You ever see somebody shoot ice at just the perfect angle so that the bullet, like, spins around like a top? This was a crazy video. How did it not just go through? That's crazy. Yeah, she probably works at a zoo or rescue. Yeah, for sure. But look, he shoots it at that angle, and then it just spins like a top. Unless it's fake. It could be a fake video. But... it's like a top. Watch when he gets in there. Just spinning on its tip. That has to be fake, right? Whoa, what the... explain how that works. I mean, I guess maybe at the angle he shoots it, so he pops it at that angle, right? Doof. You see, like, the, you know, you see the fragmentation of the ice, but it doesn't go through the ice. It, like, kind of burrows into it a little bit and then starts spinning. It could be, right? It could be a thing. No shit. Flood said that's what happens when you shoot ice. Yes. No shit. Huh. Sounds like... yeah, that sounds pretty cool. The bullet spins out of the barrel as long as it doesn't go through. It pops out. Well, yeah, I mean, certainly that's what the... it has a spin on it when it comes out. Yeah, for sure. I'm surprised it didn't go through, but... that's just weird. I never even knew that. I didn't know that was, like, a thing. That's crazy. Madness. Madness, madness. What time is it? Oh, yeah, it's 2. All right. What else did we got? What else did we got? That's a good one, but... all right. That's Bara. What else do we got? What else do we got?
Girl, come downstairs. She come out of her apartment with her baby with no shoes on.
Oh, maybe this is like the one, maybe this is another one that's like giving birth to all the black welfare babies. Maybe it's like this one.
Girl come downstairs, she come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh man. She said, oh man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my 3 kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
No fire, not today. Is it the same one as the other one? Or do they all just look the same? I don't know. I can't tell. They all just look the same, right? It's got to be what it is. What's this? Oh, I see. That is a hate club. All right. What's we got? I'm trying to find some other stuff that's non-fire related. All right. Nah. The Greg Conte one. Non-fire related. Find some other stuff you haven't tried yet already. Let's see. Recommendations. Okay, we did that one. Oh, right. I almost forgot. The fucking Newsom. Oh, yes. Nearly forgot about that bastard. He's not even selling elotes either. I can't even believe it. Can't even fucking believe it, Flood. Can't even believe it, sir. Where's these elotes? There we go. Maybe it's an attempt folder? No. No, is that it? That's another thing. Whoa. I think that's from another fire, but it's still kind of crazy. Oh, yeah, so this is back on the Jewish space laser thing. So it says, this is from, what the hell is this account called? Oh, yeah, by the way, big shout out to Johnny Sunshine. Johnny Sunshine, also, of course, 14th column. Salute to you. Yeah, so this is more like Jewish space laser shit. It says, infrared satellite catches U.S. military setting fires in Cali using directed energy weapon. So, yeah, this is nuts. There's a Twitter account that posts this shit. What is it called? If I can get a name on that one. It's called something weird. Not weird, but it's interesting. Let's see if I can find it. I'll just play this while I find it. It's nuts. Called Into Thin Air. The two is number two. Into Thin Air. Infrared satellite. Okay, here comes the fires being started, apparently. Allegedly. Whoa. What? No. Come on. That's like computer generated, right? It just made that. It's like just like a made up thing, right? I don't believe it. I'm calling BS just to be on the safe side. I ain't gonna put all my clout chips on this one. It just looks too like fake, but I don't know, man. I mean, maybe. What would a laser? I mean, why would it also come from up there? That doesn't even make sense either. I don't know. It looks like you're looking down, so wouldn't it just be like a weird. Just be like a dot. Be a dot. What's this
thing? All right, everyone, welcome back. This is going to blow your mind. Once again, we are looking at Area 51. As these fires are going on in Southern California, they are laying something over Area 51. It's then being shot by the NEXRAD radar system. You can see that clear as day right here. It is then expanding and being dropped right over Southern California. And then take a look at what happens to Area 51. This is totally insane. This is not normal, and this is not birds or bugs. I can promise you that. There is something very odd going on with the military or something that's taking place in Area 51 and then being dropped in the sky, dude. Which is then carried over aliens. By the jet stream or some sort of wind pattern into Southern California. I talked about this yesterday when we predicted these wildfires based on a northwest anomaly that we saw, again from the NEXRAD radar system, which then led to insane wildfires in Ventura County. Now we are seeing more and more of this being dumped over Area 51 and then flows into Southern California. What is going on here? And then look at how the NEXRAD towers go absolutely berserk. There is no chance that this isn't related, my friends. This is now 2 days in a row we have captured this happening over Area 51 and flowing down into Southern California, exactly where these wildfires are. And I know a lot of people will give us a hard time for talking about this, but how can you not? This is not a coincidence whatsoever, and I'm going to continue digging into this to see exactly how long they continue this for. If you look close enough, you can find stuff like this every day on these satellite charts. All right, so one final time, let's dissect this right here. We have it dropped over Area 51, a perfect lineup with where the base is, and just like yesterday, as soon as it's laid out, we have the zap coming from the radar, the same one coming from Nevada, right right here. Then we have the expansion as it moves into Southern California. Just like yesterday, those radars start going off and crazy. And that's when this disco party begins in Nevada. Check this out. This is disco just unbelievable to see happening and then have no one point this out. Just as the cloud is getting over Southern California, where all the wildfires are, we start seeing the next red towers from different states crisscrossing right over Area 51. Those are where our scalar beams are happening. And this is just insane to watch. You can see that cloud dissipating over Southern California and the Baja. We'll backtrack. You can see it come back. And it originates right over Area 51, my friends. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please share this video. This one will get attacked for sure. But it's time each and every one of us stand our ground and show people what we believe in. I hope you're all doing well, and I will see you all in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, pretty hardcore conspiracy stuff, but I don't know. I think these things are always interesting to me. I mean, it's possible, I guess. I don't know. I'm always doubtful, though. It's so easy to kind of, like, make this stuff on computers and say this was that and that was this. And I can't prove it right or wrong is my point. I don't know. It's very strange, though. Something weird going on here. It's like all this stuff where you're fucking with nature. Like, I just don't like that at all. I don't think humans should fuck with nature. Nature is, like, way beyond us. It's just way fucking beyond us. It's like God's realm. Like, why are you fucking with God's equipment? Like, leave God's equipment alone. You don't know enough to do that. Like, none of us do. I don't think, like, billionaires know enough to be like, ha, we're just going to do what we want, God, screw you. It's our nature now, bitch. You can't do that. That's how you get, like, you know, Atlantis stuff. I'm just going to sink North America. He's going to be like, ha, gotcha. You're just messing around. You didn't know what you were doing. Creating, you know, like, directed energy weapons and weather modifications and, like, CERN. Y'all messing with all that. Particle accelerators. You're gonna particle accelerator your ass right off the planet, human. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what's what, but it is certainly interesting and curious. This is kind of wild. So this lady straight up confronts Newsom. And Gavin Newsom is one of the grimiest politicians in America, no doubt. He's up there for sure. In the top, I don't know, 10 or 20 or whatever. He's up there. He's a big dog in terms of grimy politicians. This lady, she's at her breaking point. She's had enough. Her whole life's been taken away from her with this shit. Now, what I also found out is that a lot of these insurance companies will not cover fire protection in these areas. They will not give you fire insurance in these areas. Oh, no shit. Oh, shit, huh? We'll just said that Biden said. Bidenberg, what do you got? What do you got for us? He said, breaking. Bidenberg announced. Wait a minute. I had a thing about all that. I thought I had a thing. A thing with stuff and things. Yeah, I mean, I think he's just, I don't know, man. You think he'll actually do it? Might. I don't know if he's really going to do it, though, because a lot of times they'll say stuff like that and they just actually don't. They love to claim shit like that and they just don't actually go through with it. Breaking news! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! That needs audio, though. I need to edit some audio on this thing. Breaking news. President Biden announced 100% coverage for California fire management. Yeah. They love to say this stuff. You know, it gets them a lot of political points. The question is, like, will they actually do anything with that? Like, will that actually be a thing? You know? Like, I don't know. Maybe. Oh, dude. Okay, yeah. Biden says feds will cover 100% of fire response costs in Southern California. We got a little video on that for us. Let's see.
Good evening. The fires raging out of control in Los Angeles right now are the most widespread, devastating fires in California's history, according to President Biden. I'm Nora O'Donnell, along with Tony DeCoppo, who is on the ground in Los Angeles with our team of reporters. And we want to start with the devastating breaking news. An estimated 9,000 homes, businesses, and other buildings have burned across more than 30,000 acres, with the hardest hit areas looking like they were struck by bombs. At least five people have died in the fires, but officials say that number will change. Throughout the day, planes have been scooping up and dropping water on the flames, but the two largest fires are still burning out of control with 0% containment. President Biden said that more help is on the way. The federal government will cover 100% of the cost for 6 months. We've got team coverage across the fire zone, and CBS Morning's co-host Tony DeCoppo is going to lead us off now from Pacific Palisades. Good evening, Tony. What have you seen on the ground today?
Good evening, Nora. Well, I can tell you, as the burn zone has continued to expand today, we've seen more residents making their way back into it, back home, where they're seeing damage like what you see behind me firsthand for the very first time. And they're beginning to wonder whether their mayor, Karen Bass, could have done more to prevent all of this. So the mayor tonight is facing tough questions over the timing of a recent trip to Africa, a trip she cut short to return to a city already in flames, and questions, too, about cutbacks made recently to the city's all-important fire department. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti, our colleague, was among those posing questions to the mayor today, and he joins us now. Jonathan, what have we learned?
Tony, there were so many homes on fire all at once, fire crews simply could not keep up. There was not enough water, evacuations were chaotic, and tonight officials facing criticism about their response.
When you see these images over Pacific Palisades, it's clear the extent of loss is horrifying. What's also coming into focus are some hard truths. A month before the disaster, LA's fire chief Kristen Crowley warned of the impact of millions of dollars in budget cuts. The city's fire commission sent Mayor Karen Bass a report December 17th, claiming the fire department's ability to respond to large-scale emergencies, such as wildfires, is significantly diminished, increasing risks to both public and firefighter safety.
I don't know if they're trying to get reinforcements or something, but they didn't stop.
It's what we saw repeatedly.
This home is going to go up in flames. There are not firefighters around here.
We put the question to Mayor Bass.
Mayor, LA County is in a panic state. For several hours, we watched as hundreds of homes in a neighborhood burned to the ground. We did not see a single fire engine. There was fear and there was a lot of confusion. Shortly after the fire started, a press release was put out warning of this fire behavior. My question to you is, what explains this lack of preparation and rapid response?
Let me just say, first and foremost, my number one focus, and I think the focus of all of us here with one voice, is that we have to protect lives, we have to save lives, and we have to save homes. We will absolutely do an evaluation to look at what worked, what didn't work.
With the National Weather Service warning of life-threatening and destructive winds, the state of California pre-positioned 105 firefighters to Southern California. The morning after, 1,400 additional firefighters were deployed.
We have a potential for structures being threatened in the next 20 minutes.
As roads became gridlocked with evacuees, firefighters urged other residents to shelter in place. That includes this hillside neighborhood where many homes burned to the ground.
And this is what is left of an entire condo where those residents were told to shelter in place. It's unclear if there were any fatalities in the Palisades. Tony, cadaver dogs, we're told, are going to be brought out in the coming days.
Jonathan Vigliotti for us, putting questions to the mayor, questions a lot of Los Angelinos have as well. We appreciate it, Jonathan. Thank you.
Here we are again.
Yeah, so that's the most recent stuff, I guess. So Bull said it's this thing about they're going to cover it all. Ugly. Now, that's news. I mean, it is news that they're going to cover it. I wonder, though, how much, if they'll actually go through with it. I mean, you know, they just say all this shit all the time for political points, right? They say, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then they just don't. So, I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath too hard on something like that. Anywho, let's look at this for a minute. So this is, like I was trying to say there, This is good. I like seeing impressed. I can't stand this guy. If I lived in California, I'd hate him even less. It's funny because my lying eyes always is coming around here shitting all over Newsom all the time. One time I'm like explicitly going to shit on Newsom. He's not here. But yeah. So fuck this guy. He's one of like, there's like a dirty dozen, I think you might say, that are like American governors that are just super corrupt. And he's part of it. He's one of the worst in the whole country. And, you know, there's all kinds of corrupt senators and stuff, but there's also the governors. I didn't know how corrupt and how, like, important governors were until the COVID thing. Do you remember that? Well, I don't know if you guys knew, but, like, before COVID, I always thought of the governor's seat and the governor's role as more of, like, a formality, like a bureaucratic formality. I didn't think that it was, like, this thing that actually had true power or the ability to, like, change our fate or whatever. But after COVID, I was like, wow, man, these guys really have a big influence on how things go in a lot of these situations. I mean, as soon as there's disasters, like, these guys are the number one head nigga in charge, right? They call all the shots. They say how all the things going to go. And if you got a bad one in there, yeah, good luck. Good luck to you. I hope you survive.
You got a second? Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
call.
Why
is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through.
Why?
So I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now.
Pressing them pretty hard there.
To immediately get reimbursements, individual assistance, and to help you. I'm devastated for you. I'm so sorry, especially for your daughter. I have four kids losing
school. Everyone who went to school there, they lost their homes. They lost two homes because they were living in one and building another. Governor, please tell me, what are you going to do with the president right now?
We're getting the resources to help rebuild.
Why was there no water in the hydrants, Governor?
That's all literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. Has to be. Of course.
What are you going to do?
I'm doing everything.
To fill the hydrants. I would fill them up personally. You know that.
I literally.
I would fill up the hydrants myself.
I understand.
But would you do that?
I would do whatever I can.
But you're not. I see the. Do you know there's water dripping over there, Governor? There's water coming out there. You can use it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to make the call to address everything I can right now, including making sure people
are
safe.
I'd like to make sure you do. Can I have an opportunity to at least tell people you're doing what you're saying you're doing? Could somebody have a contact? Can I have your contact information?
Right there.
Well, it's good to see that she's pressing him. Let's go that she's pressing him. I think more people need to do this. I mean, it's not a crime. I mean, it's not a crime to go up to your politicians like this and just press them hard as fuck. You know, it's even better. It's actually a lot better if you got a camera crew and microphones with you. But nowadays, I mean, shit, you don't even have to have that. You got a camera in your pocket. You know, you just whip out your phone. Start recording. You know, like, you'd be surprised how much this can actually change things. And I don't think people do it enough. I'm surprised they let her get this close to him. Usually what they do is they just keep them away so that this kind of thing can't happen. But I think it needs to happen a lot more. There's nothing really wrong with it. It's not illegal to, like, verbally press your governor. I mean, as long as you don't make it personal or start making threats or something, you'll be all right. You know, you can just say, no, this is, what you're doing is bullshit. It's not right. And you're supposed to represent the people, and you're not. So, you know, whether or not that will do anything, I mean, you can argue about that all day, but yeah, it might not, but worth a try. And sometimes it has. So one example where it actually has was in the East Palestine, Ohio thing, right, where they, for greed, Norfolk Southern just kept running the trains, even though they shouldn't, in a way they shouldn't. Eventually this causes the derailment. After the derailment, they light these fucking toxic cancer chemicals on fire, and it makes this big, like, explosion and huge plume of cancer chemicals right over this part of Ohio. This part of Ohio, by the way, which is like 98% white people. Of course, they didn't really give a shit. And so there was, the governor was there. I think it was Mike DeWine. I don't remember. I think it was Mike DeWine. It might have been somebody else, but it was the governor. And he was at this like town hall they were doing there in East Palestine, Ohio. And fucking Stryker goes in there and presses him hard as fuck and like just gets in his face, and his buddy's got a camera recording the whole thing, and they changed their approach after that. Now, maybe you could say that wasn't because he did that, but I don't know. I think it helps. I think it does. And, you know, we have to kind of abandon this all or nothing mentality, because we got what we got, you know. And believe me, this kind of government is nowhere near what I want, and I'm sure that it's nowhere near what you want. But up and until there's an option to do something about that, to change that in a more real and total way, we have to do with what we have, and that's kind of the best thing we can do for that. I think we're gonna wrap her up here pretty soon. I think we're at about 4-hour mark or so. I've also run out of content that is not stretching it, so I think I don't want to just stretch it just to stretch it. But as we were looking, I mean, the African pillaging and scavenging has already happened, so that's great. That's very predictable. We got arsonists, we got sunsets, or what else do we have here? Maybe something else we can get in. Eh, I don't know if I want to get into all the, like, oh, this is fun. This is a fun one. Let's do this. Japan Brothers. Japan Brothers. Oh, look at that. Holy shit. Come on, don't tell me you don't want that. That's fucked up, sir. He says, guess who's taking Vance's spot in Congress? Yep, DeWine. Oh, great. Well, come on, guys. I mean, you know you want the Swazi exhaust bike. You know you want it. The question really is, how much would you pay for it? Would you pay $1 million? Would you pay $3 million? Would you even pay $6 million? I mean, I'm kidding. Obviously, it's the fucking bike, but that's pretty cool, man. I mean, they really don't have like that gay offended thing about the swastika in East Asia at all. It's pretty cool. Yeah, anime waifu army incoming. Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, at least she's not animated. I mean, she's not for our race, but whatever. She's not really ugly either. Like, you know, keep it in the race. Keep it in the race, boys. Yeah, I don't even know if I want to do invasion stuff today. I'm just skip that. I think I even want to do this. Oh, you know what? This is some last thing to talk about. So apparently somebody dug up the tax return on the stopantisemitism.org thing. And apparently it's run by this Mirona Foundation. So apparently this is what you're dealing with here. Mirona Foundation. Okay, where is that thing? Yeah. Name and address of principal author. Adam Milstein. So this is a major, major doxing account on Twitter. And I think they even run probably their own website, you know, attacking goys that notice and get mouthy. Yeah, look at that. Almost $2 million in grants and whatever contributions there. Grants and similar amount paid. Almost $1 million. Total assets, $1 million. It's in California, Encino, California. And then they go through and answer all these questions that you would answer. So this was FOIA requested, obviously, but somebody who did that put it out there. Which, hey, man, look, I support that. I mean, if you really want to get stuff out there, that's a great way to do it. And they can't really do anything about that. Like, this is public information. So these are the compensation of officers, directors, trustees, key employees, highest compensated employees, and independent contractors. So this includes Lawyer Rez. I think her full name is something else, though. It's like Rezingiewicz or some fucking super Eastern European Jew name. And then, of course, Chen Rosenberg, Oritz Zygmunt Ladendor. This is like a bunch of fucking Mossad operatives in your country. Adam Milstein, Mark Greendorfer, Saggy Ballsack. come on, it says that. I'm not even just being gross. It actually says that. Saggy Ballsack. These Israelis, dude. What the hell? Saggy Ballsack. Yeah, Saggy Balsha. Yeah. Yeah, so this is supposed to be the organization that runs the StopAntisemitism.org. This woman here, her full name isn't that. It's not Rez. Rez is like a shortened version of it. So she, I've seen that come out a lot. I've seen it come out before that she's the one behind that operation, you know, doxing all these mouthy goys. Yeah, we also got a, what do you call that thing? We got an affiliate link for Bad Goys Club too. So if you want some cool merchandise, like clothing stuff, you can get that too. And the code is NNR. So it's pretty straightforward. I think it's actually Night Nation, but you know, it's in the links. They have all kinds of stuff. They have a lot of like comic ones. It's like Auschwitz swim team and stuff like that. It's pretty funny. I was like, that's pretty cool. I like it. Seeing what else they got. Yeah, I think that's the end of it. But yeah, it's for this, what is it? Morona organization. I'm going to call this thing. Let me search it. Hold up. MoronaFoundation.org. Can I search it? Yeah, there it is. Morona Foundation's leadership mission is to support pro-Israel activists of all backgrounds on campuses and beyond by providing programming, professional guidance, and funding for pro-Israel initiatives while collaborating with pro-Israel nonprofits and engaging in pro-Israel community leaders. Yeah, so this is supposed to be, allegedly, the organization that runs this StopAntisemitism.org thing, which is like a massive corporate goy-doxing operation, basically. And as you can see, like, this has direct links to the Israelis and probably the Israeli government. I mean, I don't see how it wouldn't, right? And therefore, probably also, in all likelihood, also a Mossad thing. At least one of them. Maybe not all of them, but... Visual Israel. What's Visual Israel? Whoa, dude. It's Jews walking around with the, like... Oh, they got the VR glasses on. Oh, no. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so, Floyd. He said all these Jew accounts are coached. All Mossad and Sionim. Yes, I think so. I think so. Absolutely true. You got a link there? Or... No, that's actually not a link. Where did I find that? Yeah, I don't know. I had it somewhere. I'll take a look and see if I can find it here. Where the hell did that go? I don't even know where that came from now. Is that it? Nope. All right, I don't know where that's at. Yeah, somebody else will have to drop things. I don't know what happened to it, but we got a Visual Israel, so I mean, that's pretty cool, right? Don't you want to strap on a VR headset and go to Israel? I mean, come on, don't you? It'd be fucking cool, right?
Came in my New York Times. You can try it.
No, I would like to try it, actually.
It came in my New York Times. It's a Google Cardboard thing, and you put your phone in here, and you can see stories in virtual reality, and the Times is among the news organizations that sees this as a new form of storytelling.
Dog wants to give the Jew the headset. Is this really come on, Jew, don't you want to enter Israel in your brain?
As a platform, as a new technology.
Aid monitors and those guys. He's got nothing. I got 6 million. 6 million. He gets to hump the wall in VR. He's gonna hump the wall in VR.
Then make me so happy, yeah, baby. You feel me too. Oh, then make me so happy, yeah, baby. You feel me?
No way. No way. We'll be right back. perpetual Israel. Jerusalem and the Dead Sea. Dude. Why would you even want to do that? I don't even get it. I found it. You guys want to do that? You guys want to, like, strap it on and go to, like, Jewland and your fucking eyeballs? I don't. I really don't. I have no reason to go there or even, like, mentally or physically ever. It looks like a terrible place. I'm not going to lie. I don't want anything to do with it. I dare you. Dude, they would make... Dude, I put those goggles on and they would explode. You know it would. Dude, you know they would have exploding goggles. You know they would. Bro, 20 monitors is like basic bitch level. It's almost as lame as one monitor, like some kind of Puerto Rican. You don't want to do that. You want like at least 30, maybe 60, I don't know. You definitely want to get in the millions of monitors. Monitors within monitors. How else are you going to see the internet, bro? You can't even see the internet. That's why these niggas are so weak, because they can't see the internet. I wish they had my monitors. 66 monitors, boy, that's right. Get this chew shit off my teeth. I know, like, that's the thing is, like, so, okay, so they're saying it's a virtual reality for, like, come look at Jews and Israel and virtual reality. It's like, okay, but, like, how is it different from a fucking video? Like, I don't get it. It's just, like, on your face. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're just some retarded Jew in a fucking goggle thing. Like, why... Like, it's just a video. Like, why are you... Like, what's virtual about it? It's just close to you? Is that it? It's just close to your eyeballs? That's the only difference? So I guess that's the only difference. Get the Jew experience close to your eyeballs. This lid makes a very squeaky noise. Yeah, anyway, that's what they're doing there. They're doing virtual Jew land. Virtual Jew land. They're not sending their best. No wonder they have to resort to all this spy shit. But anyway, that's what they're up to. And, you know, in the meantime, they're also just, like, you know, doxing mouthy goys. Is any of this thing clickable? It's just, oh, you can click on the spheres or what? Policymakers, opinion leaders, the public. You can't click on any of these spheres. These Kaikels do not click. We cannot click on the Kaikels. Weird. And none of this is a link. It's just like a fucking picture. Donate. Of course they got a donate button. Ventura Boulevard. Okay. Encino man. Contact us. Let's see what they write of an email. Impact Forum. Whoa. There is no silver bullet. It takes a network to defend a network against all these angry goys. The Impact Forum is an exclusive pro-Israel network of philanthropists based in Los Angeles. We are connecting philanthropists that support each other's initiatives and collaborate to empower and meet with exceptional non-profit organizations to fight anti-Semitism, strengthen the State of Israel, and advance the U.S.-Israel alliance. Ew. Gross. Well, this is what they're doing. I mean, like, this is funny. I would expect this to be, like, much more... I don't know, like, sophisticated in a website. It's just like a picture and like some links. Oh, they do have links. Okay. This is their leadership. It's like a list of Jews. I thought Jews don't like lists. What happened with that? I thought these guys hate lists. Oh, look. Yeah. Down on the bottom, look, it's all the things they fund. Stop anti-Semitism. Talk Israel. Cyberwell. Club Z. Open Door Media. SSI, something supporting Israel, Impaxi, Jinsa. Holy shit, these guys have like a million organizations. Dude, name one fucking real pro-white organization that like actually has, you know, a formal institution. I'll wait. Look at these fucking niggas. They got a campaign against anti-Semitism. That's another one. That's like another different version of Stop Anti-Semitism. Yeah, dude, this is what they do. They're going to dox your ass. I know that. I know that that bitch that runs that one read my fucking docs. I know it for a fact. I mean, hey, look, it's cute fan fiction. Like all these faggots, like all these haters, they write their gay little fan fiction. They just like get a few like actual points of information, and then they just like craft a story and just make up this whole like narrative about you. That's it's like who is this they're writing about? What you're reading? Like who is this guy? It's like literally not you. You're like, what in the fuck is going on here? But hey, you know, whatever, dude. Like it's better that way. It's better that they have to make up a fan fiction because then they don't really know anything about you in any meaningful way. They know like a few actual data points and then like a nice cute story they wrote themselves. Fucking great. You know, it's pretty funny actually, you know. It's really funny when they try to do that now. They're like, I'm going to dox you, bro. So you're like 2 years behind the fucking mark, dude. Like Jews beat you to it by 2 years, dude. Like literally Jews were faster than you by 2 years. So yeah, it's played out, bro. It's played out. Nothing happened then. Nothing's going to happen now. And I don't give a fuck. Eat a dick. That's my response. That's my response. Nothing happened. Nothing's going to happen. Eat a dick. You know? Or maybe I should say eat 6 million dicks. I don't give a fuck. In which way, it doesn't make any difference to me. End with a dick in your mouth, because that's what you deserve. You're trying to talk shit on people you don't even know. Fuck you. Well, what is that thing? It's like a. That looks like a. Whoa, what is that? It's like a mechanical. It's like some kind of dirt bike that's like a transformer dirt bike. What is that? What in God's name is that thing? It's kind of cool, though. I'm not going to lie. Kind of cool. What is that thing? It's like a special dirt bike. Okay. Well, anyway, I better wrap it up there. I'm all out of content anyway. I'm just going to start stretching it. All right. Oh, no. Oh, no. Serbian Bull put the thing about... Oh, no. About the micro-chimerism thing where they... it says women retain all the... It says women retain the DNA from every man they sleep with. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not going there today. We got enough problems right now. We'll just leave it at that. All right. We're good. I think we'll call it there. Let's do some thank yous. We get out of here. All right. Solid competition today. All right, how do you block retards? Ban. Retard. Absolute retard. Chris, go away, dude. I'm not interested. Why did you play porn on your stream? I played it to nuke your DLive. I played it as a DLive torpedo. That's why I played it. And it's not porn. It was a photo shoot of Ukrainian models on YouTube. So fuck you, Trogs. You guys are garbage. Go away. Like, just get away from me. Get the fuck away from me. Enough of the cyber stalking. Enough of the nonsense. Enough of the lies. Leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with you people at all. The fuck away from me. You've been notified. You've been formally notified. Okay, good. Good to have that on record. It's actually technically illegal to like, fucking cyber stalk people and harass people across state lines and across borders. It's not a legal thing to do, but yep. Ban there too. Banned everywhere, anywhere, everywhere. Not interested. And it's not pornography. So a model shoot is not pornography. Like I love this like fake Puritanism thing. Like, oh my God, white titties, porn. Yeah, it's not porn, dude. Like naked white women is not pornography. Pornography is people having sex on camera. There's no sex at all. Zero. Zero sex, okay? That's not pornography. But also just get lost, because I don't really care what your opinion is. Think anything you want. You're unimportant, and always will be. Never important, never will be. All right. Now that we've established that story, okay, let's do this. All right. I don't even know why they bothered. They just get instantly banned. That's how it's going to go. Like, instant ban. I see you, ban. Boom, done. I don't care what you say or don't say, you're banned. I see you, banned. Oh, you showed up, banned. Not interested. Don't care. Don't want you in my audience. Don't want you around me. Don't want you interact with me. Banned. Done. You know? I'm tired of it. I don't care about your opinions. I don't care about your gay little twisting of everything everyone says. Just get the fuck away from me. 14th column. JS 1488 and Mr. Flood and, of course, Altered Lawn, Josh Who, and Bushmaster 6A. Major shout out. Let me get this crap off the screen. Major shout out to the FTJ crew. Big shout out. Does he? He likes showing pictures of 15-year-old girls for some reason? That's fucking weird. Ugh. I heard about that. That's fucking creepy. What's that about? It's like those other two joking about underage girls' buttholes and stuff. That's fucking disgusting. I don't know what's wrong with them. Like, they should really get help, like, immediately. That's really fucking wrong. I don't know what that's about, man. That's just sick. That's sickness. These people are sick, and I don't want anything to do with them, you know? Twisted. Weird. Creepy. Don't like it. Don't want anything to do with these kind of people. Total liability. No value brought. Oh, they're funny. Yeah, real hilarious. Fucking hilarious. I mean, if you got a room temperature IQ, I guess everything's funny. All right. Let's see. Odyssey. Pagan Bear. Pagan Bear. Salute to you, sir. Penelope Maynard. Major salute to you, Miss Penelope. All right. That's all the thank yous to around. Major shout out specifically to Penelope for the extra hard support there. Very important, especially at times like this. I appreciate it the most. With that, thank you all for coming out. We got a big one for you tomorrow. Should be a good one for you tomorrow. I'm sure there will be lots of kvetching about it. Lots of crying. Lots of undermining. Lots of lying. Because it's going to be a hot topic, and we're bringing it back, and we're bringing it back hard, you know? We're going to bring back the debate show tomorrow, and we're going to have a debate, and it's going to be a friendly debate. It's not a blood sports debate. It's going to be a friendly debate of ideas and history. But we're going to be debating, was Christianity at the core of the philosophy of National Socialist German Workers' Party, or was it not? That's the debate topic. Simon is going to be debating no. Simon Krems is going to be debating no. Paladin is going to be debating yes. They both are digging up information. It seems like both sides already have a well-researched position for the debate. So I'm looking forward, because that's actually the kind of debates I wanted to do. Like, if you really just want to just gin up a big, like, audience, you just want, like, a big spectacle, then you really want to go for blood sport stuff. You want people screaming at each other, screaming, nigger, nigger, stupid, all this kind of crap. If you want, like, to actually have it go somewhere productive, if you want people to leave actually more intelligent than they came in, with more information than when they arrived, well, then you need something like that, where both sides are interested in coming up with, you know, real research, right? Real research. That's what we want. I believe House Cheap has deep knowledge of positive Christianity. Oh, that's interesting. I don't really know that dude, but yeah. Yeah, they seem very Christian-oriented in that camp. I don't really know them, so I don't know. Maybe someday. I don't know. Someone's not fucking hostile to me. Not gonna lie, you know. Yeah, but let me see if I can fix that too. Oh shit. Yeah, you know, maybe. Right now though, we're gonna do that, and I think it's gonna be a good thing, because this is the idea. I mean, that was the whole point of the debate show anyway, was to try to get at the heart of different little divisions and issues and have like friendly resolution to them. You know, where people actually walk away knowing more and having a better understanding of their position and you know, or changing it, whatever, right? Because the whole point of a debate is to win over the audience, right? You're never trying to really win over the other side of the debater. You're always trying to win over the audience. So I think it will be good, though. I think it's going to be a good thing, and I think it's going to be a cool debate, and I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to get that done tomorrow night for Friday. Should be a cool thing to do on Friday. So, yeah, come check it out. Should be fun. If you've ever wondered, because I've seen people, look, I'm just going to put it this way. One of the reasons I wanted to do this particular topic when it was brought up to me is because I've seen good arguments for both sides. I've seen good evidence for both sides. I've seen people present evidence of Hitler with Christianity stuff and promoting Christianity stuff. I've seen evidence that suggests the opposite, that they were less than happy about Christianity towards the end. So it's going to be a good little debate and a friendly debate. So I'm excited for it. And those hopefully should be the most productive kind. Anyway, do check that out tomorrow. Major shout out to people that supported the show. Happens because of you and everybody else. It's always free to share the link. It's always free to invite your friends. As long as they're sane people, please invite your friends. And with that, we'll see you soon. See you soon. Good night. Good night. Good night, everybody. Have a good start to your weekend. Friday night debates. Last Retort returns.
Beneath the skies, we delve deep to find the truth.